You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
I've been holding out so long, I've been sleeping all alone, but I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone, I've been slipping all along, I won't kiss you.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't forget, you can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And don't forget to download the TuneIn app if you have a Droid, or the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. Welcome. It's been a long week, like always. Did you like my intro?
It was exactly what I expected to be.
All right, I'm glad.
You see how she struggles to think?
I'm like,
you can
looking
like watch
up.
Her like eyes just kind of like do math.
You know, started strong and then go to a nice fizzle at the end.
He's gassed out in like the last like 100 yards.
Like, oh, yeah, man.
Oh. I love it.
You get to see it up close.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I've only witnessed it via the audio. Now that I have the visual element to go with it, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then we're going to... If you have a robot, Android,
tune in.
Oh, man.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Every Thursday night.
We got Matt Kleinschmidt on from The Laugh Button,
yeah,
our newest podcast on Riotcast.
I am the rookie. Well, myself and my co-host Mark. Are the rookies.
By the way, I heard the Nick DiPaolo episode.
Oh, he shat on me for 45 minutes. Just a solid shit right on my neck.
He's a funny dude, though.
Oh, it's hilarious. He's fucking hilarious.
Really funny, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, shut up, stupid. I'm talking. I'm like, all right, Mr. DiPaolo.
What can you say? Yeah, quiet the corner. At that point.
And Mark, my co-host, who knows Nick, Mark was like... I had to shit on you too, man. I'm sorry, but like you would have shit on me if I wasn't shitting on you as well. I'm like, I get it. It's fine. I understand. I understand what I'm dealing with.
It was like,
well, at least you got Nick DiPaolo. We're so irrelevant. He wouldn't even write us an email.
Oh, really? Shit. Well, I don't know if I have any clout with him at this point either, because he was just like, shut up. Like, he asked if I was a comic at one point. I was like, no. He's like, then shut up even more. I'd be scared to have him on then. No, he was great. He was great. He's just a ball buster. Yeah. There's New York City seller comics. That's all they do.
Dudes,
all
man.
Those guys. They just if they're not ripping on you, then they hate you. But if they're ripping on you, they're like, oh, you're kind of cool.
Yeah.
At least that's what I tell myself when I call myself tonight.
Justification.
You're right about that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Bobby rips on you.
Oh, Bobby murders me. He murders me constantly.
He kills everybody. Yeah, yeah, but he, not as bad as he kills every show he's ever been on.
Yeah. What was the one he just did on CBS that just like died a quick death? Like,
yeah, that cop show.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Man. Yeah, it was like NYPD Boo.
C-22. But it was so funny because like CBS, they can't. They shit gold when it comes to their TV shows. Like, nothing does bad on CBS.
Right.
And then, what do you get in, Bobby?
Yeah, right. Well, a couple weeks ago, at the end of one of our shows, we were talking about how he's killed every show or movie he's ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he kills careers. And I think the only thing he's done that's been successful is the current Louis show.
Yeah. Other than because Louis keeps him at arm's length.
Right.
I was going to say him in like once a
because he was on the job with Dennis Leary, and I
one
figured
season.
Right, he was like on one. DVD. He was on one episode, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was that. He was the
like some Miami guy.
Yeah, he was
some
the
Miami concierge.
Concierge
like
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was so funny. It's just like everything, and you think Dennis would remember that and be like, "No, I can't have him for the new show." You know what I mean? But we talked about that, and we went down a list, and I swear to you, almost everything we ever named, with the exception of the Louis show, he killed. I mean, we were talking about how he showed up on Curb Your Enthusiasm for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And Curb hasn't been back. We're just like waiting for it. It was like, what happened to
him? Trying to just outlast him.
Right.
Wait till he moves on to the next thing. They won't come back.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. I mean, fucking Dane Cook was on top of the world. Bobby shows up and good luck, Chuck. You haven't heard from him since.
Right.
Oh, I don't know if you can blame Bobby for Dane.
That's true. That's true. Dude, I always thought
at some point it became cool for everyone to hate on Dane. So.
Yeah, he's like the Nickelback of comedy.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, he seems like a good guy, and I like some of his stuff. I like his older stuff more.
Oh, yeah, you can't fuck with his first few albums. Like, Swallowed, Retaliation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't fuck with them. Like, the right place, right time. They struck a nerve with a lot of people, and they became super nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess he just turned everybody off at some point. I have
fizzled
no idea.
Out.
Yeah.
Overexposure?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Flooding the market. That's why I'm worried about Kevin Hart. Like, I don't want him to... Like, he's flooding the market, and I don't want him.
He's in every fucking movie there is. Yeah.
Right, and I'm afraid that this, you know...
Too much.
Well, how did this most recent one do? Like, Hitch 2. Hitch 2.0. The Wedding Ring.
Oh, The Wedding Ring. Did that even get released yet?
Yeah, it came out.
It's been in the movies.
Oh, it has? Wow, I haven't heard anything.
Probably
that's not
true. It's unfortunate, because he's... I wouldn't be surprised if he was one of the most bankable, like, dollar-for-dollar stars in Hollywood.
Right now? Sure, easily. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, did you hear he's gonna perform at the Link in Philadelphia?
No.
Yeah.
What's the capacity of the Link?
70,000.
Are you shitting me? That's like Larry the Cable Guy in Iowa. Kind of show. Yeah. That's what that is. That's like stadium.
That's funny right there. Okay, here you are.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
That's the last stop on his tour, I think.
It's like August 20th, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, well, I know he announced the tour. And yeah. I'm
tickets went on sale today.
Probably because he's from the area. I guess they figure he's going to
Yeah, he is from the area.
Pack it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it anywhere, do it from where you're from.
Well, he's doing a lot of things, too. Like, he's bringing up his bros, too. Like, he's doing the Keith Robinson special this weekend.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
that's cool. Keith's been around for a long time.
He's one of those guys that everyone knows, everyone loves, but everyone loves shitting on him.
Right.
Like, people just love digging into that guy. And he's great. He's a hilarious comedian. I'm glad he's getting his due, but... everyone has like a Keith Robinson impression or story.
Right.
Like, you know, about drinking red wine. Go away, you're bothering me. Like that Keith Robinson. Right. It's like everyone does up there. It's kind of funny how much that guy's loved. So it's cool that Kevin's kind of taking him under his wing.
That's good.
Because Keith is also that type of guy, from what I understand from stories, is when someone comes into the area, he just like, all right, you're staying with me. So you find a place, like, he just takes them under his wing and just like, your new comic, come with me, I'll show you the ropes. And so it's cool to see that people are actually.
That's cool. That's cool.
Very cool.
That's cool. Well, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about Laugh Button?
Well, laughbutton.com is a website. It has laugh in the title. So we actually deal with comedy, pretty much anything in the comedy world, from stand-up, television, movies, tours, festivals, all that type of stuff. Like, we just kind of like – we love comedy, love following it, so we talk to comedians, we do interviews, we do shows, live performances at places. We just started launching the podcast to help expand the brand. We've been involved I've been the editor-in-chief of the Laugh Button since my parent company took it over, probably about 6 years now, I think.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then the site existed for probably about, I'd say, like 8 before that, but the first 2 years we don't really count just because. It wasn't editorial-based. It didn't have a lot of – it was just that it existed by name only.
Right. Well, that's what we're doing. First 5 years doesn't really count. we're just getting our feet wet.
The Laugh Button. A website that we would never be featured.
No.
Well, not only you guys aren't comedians.
Well,
are
we can't.
We
even,
have a comedy podcast.
We can't even get a laugh button on the show. Like,
The best uses I've seen is people taking the Staples Easy Button, just scraping off the
Easy button. Yeah, right.
But yeah, so that's the site, and you know, we do a lot of different cool things as far as working media sponsorships at festivals and. Some really cool stuff. Some of it's a lot of boring, like, marketing shit.
Right.
That, like, probably your listeners wouldn't want to hear. But on the other end of it, it's like, great opportunities to meet comedians and, you know.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the pictures, man. You're rubbing elbows with some names, man.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, but they don't know who the fuck I am.
Well, it doesn't matter. You get to hang out with them for a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah, it's super, super cool. And then Mark, my co-host of the podcast we just launched, he used to work and run all the comedy channels over at SiriusXM for like 10 years.
No shit. Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, he went under the monikers Mark Says Hi. You might know him from that. He got all those sites up and, I mean, those stations up and running. And he was looking for a new gig, and I was like, dude, come work with us. And
right.
So he's helped me with the managing, editing of the website, and he's basically running the podcast, and I sit in when I can, when I'm not traveling to South Jersey to talk to you fucks.
This is home for you.
Yeah. This is home for me. This
yeah,
is,
that's an interesting.
Oh, yeah, the claim to fame.
Interesting little tidbit that Matt is actually from the same hometown that we're all from, yeah, with the exception of Missy, but she's only 10 minutes away, really. Yeah, so we're really all in the same. Not only that, Matt graduated with my brother and was college roommates with him.
I was college. Oh, shit. I forgot about
what
that.
Was great, is the couple times that I visited, this is the best part. The moment you walk into their room, it smells like Bob Marley's hat. Nice. You can't.
What's in my room?
Yeah. You get a contact high the moment you get out of your car in the parking lot. Yeah. Like, this is crazy.
I forgot about the house. Yeah, that house was nuts. We had like a 14 car driveway in the back.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, like three units.
And we did like I think seven dudes, like college bro dudes, lived in that house.
Yeah, remember
we had one bathroom. Like, what the fuck were we thinking?
Wasn't Gary Brackett hanging around you guys?
Gary wasn't. We went to high school with Gary too. Right. Another unknown claim to fame is Gary from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, Super Bowl winning.
But Super Bowl winning. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
but he didn't live with us. But obviously we were friendly.
But he was there.
He went to Rutgers the same year. The same time we went to Rutgers, and I remember. I think it was like Hurricane Floyd or something like that. And everyone went to get supplies for the hurricane. And our dumbasses went and got kegs. And I don't really drink much anymore. But in college, like, I had some good runs.
Right.
And Gary's just watching, like, these crazy-ass white boys just getting drunk. And we're, like, running in the streets and, like, splashing people. Like, it's semi-gay, stupid shit we were doing. Like,
right.
I want to splash you in the middle of a hurricane. Yay!
That's college.
It was. So, yeah, Gary was friends with a couple other roommates because he was in the same class as them. Very, very random. We were actually talking about this on the podcast last night, like, who famous went to our high school, and I completely forgot about Gary. But I mentioned you guys. I was like,
So nobody famous went to our high school.
So basically nobody famous.
Nobody famous, nobody talented.
You know that movie Almost Famous? Well, we don't even apply to that. We haven't got
that.
Almost fired.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Almost employed.
If it wouldn't cost Rob so much to change the app and the website, we'd be gone by now.
I know.
Is that what it is? You're a lost leader?
I think we're
the
on
hamburger
now.
On a menu. Yeah,
I think we're actually on now to make all the apps even, like on the pace.
Oh, I fucked up the frequency of being level. Oh,
no, shit. You're all right. I'm sure Rob's gonna have like four more shows in the next two weeks.
Well, they were talking about signing on some new shows, but it also sounded like they were kind of not going to do it for a while either.
Yeah.
But then again, you know what it is? It's probably like, wait, once we find someone,
it's the right show. Eventually, us and Hammer Fisting will be gone.
You think so?
Gomez?
Yeah.
Hammer Fisting? Do you guys listen to his other podcast, Legion of Skanks?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
That podcast exists solely for one reason. Well, two, for them to get baked in the basement of a comedy club in New York City. Not going to mention which one. And two, for everyone to make Louis J. Gomez impersonations. Like,
really?
It only exists for like Dave Smith and Jay Oakerson just to be like, Louis, what are you doing? I love Louis. He's so great. Yeah. But that podcast, every time I listen to him, I'm like, God damn
it. They kill him.
Half his podcast is them just making fun of Louis and Louis' voice. That's so great.
He's hilarious.
So great.
They kill him on every podcast he's on.
Bobby, well, he's on seven of them. He's on 17 podcasts.
He's the hardest working guy in podcasts.
He really is. Yeah. Louis, if you're listening, hardest working guy in podcast.
He called in last week.
He was flexing his muscles on the Ustream.
He was doing something in a feather mask. Some sort of wrestling bullshit.
He had New Jack on.
New Jack from ECW.
And then he challenged another podcast. I don't know. He cut a promo on another podcast. It was pretty good. New Jack looked at him like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't know why I know this. Maybe because I run a comedy website. But they were beefing with Last Podcast on the Left, which is like a horror crime podcast on that network.
Really?
They're trying to like call him out for like a fight or something like that.
A podcast war.
Yeah. I guess. Hey, guys, want to start a podcast war? Yeah, fuck you, motherfucker.
We already tried this with hammer fisting.
How'd that go?
It was
nobody listens to either podcast. Yeah. So nobody knows.
So you both ended up in last place. Irrelevant. Bottom of Riotcast.com. Yeah,
the only email we got was from Rob Sprance. He's like, "You guys all right? You guys doing okay?"
Just checking in, guys. Just checking in.
Yeah, is this real, or you guys need a mediator? Yeah, but we have fun, man. We really have no choice. We better have fun, because if we're not having fun, then we're fucked.
Yeah, closing up shop.
Yeah,
of course.
Basically. I mean, it's been. I can't even believe it's been 5 years, man. That's way too long.
It's crazy.
It does seem a little long, man.
Yeah. It is. It's just like...
Every night? 5 years?
No,
every Thursday. I'm sorry. Every Thursday night?
Yeah. Well, we start on Tuesdays, and then a couple of years ago, we moved it to Thursday.
It's a lot of hours of Family Guy sound bites, guys.
Yes. I just added some more today.
Well, good, because I was getting tired of some of the other ones. Just like, as an avid listener, you cut back on the Family Guy sound bites.
What the fuck?
All right. This. Chris is going.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Chris is going to the mouse. What do we got? What do we got queued up?
Duly noted.
What's the one Missy hates?
Don't play.
All right.
Everyone's against
me. I was just trying to bring her to the conversation.
Yeah.
Pain. I'll start throwing things.
Fuck oh, ignorant you. Slut.
That's not Family Guy, but I'll take that one. There you
all
go.
Right. That isn't the one that I didn't like. No, so that's okay. Did you take it off? Because that would be awesome.
Yeah, I got rid of it.
Oh, ignorant slut.
No way did he get rid of it. The look on his face.
No, he's evil. He's going to play it like 30 times.
100%. I kind of expect it and hope it happens.
No, I told you. I got rid of it. I'm done with it.
Mm.
Stupid. Oh,
there it is.
I
have glass this time. I have glass today.
She does have a lot of things close to her that she could throw at you, Chris.
No, I have multiple beverages.
Poor Missy.
Yeah, one thing. One thing I complain about, and it just gets shoved down my
throat. Missy, I got your
back.
It's
like every Friday night.
Thanks. God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
I walk into shit.
Yes, you do.
What was that? That exhale of air was coming from you over there.
That's because it gets stuck in my
throat. Oh, yeah, okay.
I got this. It's a total meat.
Marco has Tourette's.
What are your feelings on hotels on moons?
Yeah.
What are your feelings?
Only if they have garbage pickup. Okay. Hey! Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this podcast. All right.
Garbage pickup. Yeah. That's great. That's great.
I proved my worth yet, guys. Come on.
That's fantastic.
That's funny, man. Oh, my God.
Hey. So he's one of our three listeners. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. You subscribe. I get it downloaded whether I want it or not.
I'll tell you what, this is going better than fucking Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live the other day.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was terrible, man.
I'm a huge SNL fan.
I am too. Like, for me, it's more nostalgic than anything.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, but I was just so disappointed with his, you know.
Well, first of all, Eddie doesn't need anything. Like,
then why show up?
Well, that's the thing, but I think at the same time, I think we were literally just talking about this yesterday. I talk about this conversation all the time about like SNL and people glamorize like certain years. And usually it's the years that you watch it when you're in your like early teens. Like that was like, oh my God, that was when SNL was best for me. Because that's when everything's the best for you. That's when all the movies are the best. That's when all the TV and music is. But Eddie, what I think most people don't realize or just kind of don't think about is like Eddie was on SNL when Lorne Michaels wasn't on SNL. Because Eddie saved SNL. Like SNL was on the brink of cancellation.
Right.
I think Dick Ebersol was running the show at the
time. Yeah.
And he came in and he was like a supernova. He was like 18, 19 years old. He was on the show for 2 years.
Right.
He hosted while he was still cast member.
Yeah. He's like the only one ever to do
yeah,
that.
He was a supernova. And I just don't think he ever got his due like when Lorne came back. So he kind of always just kind of like, it was like, whatever. I just kind of distanced from it. So I don't know if we like, I think it was cool that they acknowledged that Eddie was important to the history of SNL. But I think when it comes to the Lorne Michaels crew, like Lorne didn't make him the king.
Yeah. And I read this thing about David Spade made a joke that Eddie Murphy never appreciated because he never apologized for it.
Yeah, when he did that Hollywood corner thing, he probably
did like
some
joke. Yeah, like the falling star thing.
Yeah. That was part of
picture,
it, too.
He had a picture of Eddie Murphy, and he went, look, kids, it's a falling star.
Wow. Well, in David Spade's defense, Vampire in Brooklyn just came out.
It did, yeah. So, like, that was it.
Well, let's be honest. He hasn't had the best track record when it comes to movies, either.
I mean, he's been hit or miss. I mean, he's been miss
more than hit.
Yeah, especially lately. I mean, except for his kids' movies, like, you know, Shrek.
Oh,
I mean,
listen, the money alone on Shrek.
Oh, yeah, geez. Seriously.
And see, that's the thing.
He doesn't need to work another day in his life.
I don't think it matters where he would be. I think his demeanor is going to be the same regardless. Like, he's very arrogant.
But I also think there's a bar that's so high for Eddie Murphy that, like, whatever he does, it's going to not measure up to that bar. So, like, he could go back to stand up.
Oh,
he,
I would love that.
But he could go to
I
clubs.
I thought that's what he was doing.
But he would have to go to clubs, work out material, kind of eat shit for a little bit until he figures out what he needs to do. Like all the other guys do.
Right.
But Eddie took like 30 years off. So, like, I'm sure he doesn't want to go back and eat shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Louis and Chris Rock and all those guys are used to eating shit because they never stop.
Right, they never stop.
Whereas Eddie's like, oh man, this is it'll probably be a pretty humbling experience to do that too. But like I would be absolutely wherever he needed to be to see it though. Like,
right. You know, well, yeah.
If I got word of that, I'd be there.
I'd be shocked if he did it again. I could imagine a Beverly Hills Cop 4 before that happens.
Well, they tried to turn it into a TV series with Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah.
Brandon T. Jackson, Booty Sweat from
Don't do that.
Al Pacino.
From Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
He was going to be like Axel Foley's son, I think.
Oh, my God.
Really? It never really happened. But
let's hope it doesn't.
I heard they asked him to play Bill Cosby at the reunion, and he declined.
He was supposed to do the Keenan on the Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And Norm MacDonald was trying to talk him into it. Norm, last night, I don't know if you follow Norm on Twitter, who, by the way, is great on Twitter.
Colin Quinn,
another hilarious person on Twitter follow. But yeah, Norm has every once in a while these like stream of conscious like thoughts about like shows he's written on or whatever. So like he'll tweet for like 2 or 3 hours about just something. So he did that same thing for SNL.
Right.
And he apparently one of the things he touched upon was going into Eddie's dressing room with Eddie and trying to convince him to do the Cosby part that Keenan never ended up doing. And Eddie just kind of was like, yeah, I'll do it, and then he ended up not doing it. And basically because like Norm's thought upon it was Eddie doesn't need the laughs. Eddie doesn't want to kick a guy when he's down. Agree with what happened with Cosby or not. Eddie just didn't feel like it. Like, Eddie's been in those situations before, too. Not accused of rape, but like, you know.
Sucking toes of a tranny.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think Eddie wanted to kick a man when he's down. And then Norm MacDonald was like, it was like the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. It was what Norm basically said. He was like, in a room full of rock stars, Eddie Murphy was like the king rock star. So.
Yeah.
I don't think Eddie has that damn thing he needs to prove.
He doesn't have to prove anything. I mean, it would be nice to prove that he could still do certain things.
Oh, of course. Like, would I want to see Buckwheat? I mean, fucking A.
Oh, my God. I was hoping Gumby would show up or something.
What I was hoping for.
Or Mr. Robinson's
neighborhood. I was hoping for his reggae kill the white people. I fucking love that sketch more. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Kill the white people. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I laugh at that all. Once a month I watch that, like in the office.
Oh,
at volume.
Yeah.
That's the kind of office I work in, but yeah.
It's an awesome office.
Yeah, it's a good time. But I think the like SNL 40, like I love SNL, I could talk about it all day, but like the one sketch that I just was like, what the fuck, was the Californian sketch. Like
that was terrible.
I mean, the logic behind it probably makes a lot of sense in that they it was an ensemble sketch, so they could roll a lot of people in. Betty White.
The whole idea of the special was to get almost everyone that's ever been on.
And that was also a more modern sketch. If you look from the beginning of the show, they started very early with Aykroyd and Bass-O-Matic and kind of moved their way up until 2015. So the Californians was probably the most ensemble sketch they had for the 2000s.
Yeah.
So even though it's a terrible sketch.
It really is.
And watching.
What are you doing here?
The whole point of it is it's like, oh, LA traffic is crazy.
Right.
Oh, cool. And then
Bradley Cooper was awful in that, wasn't he?
He was, and if you listen to the airing of it, the audience just doesn't give a shit until Bradley Cooper and Betty White start making it.
Right? That was probably the most disgusting moment in the whole show.
Yeah, but
Maybe I missed it. I thought I watched the whole thing. Did I miss Christopher Walken? I don't think he was there.
Very, very brief. What's the Continental sketch where it's like, "Hello, come
in." He did do that. I missed it.
He did. It was like part of like a quick montage.
Okay.
I
thought that he was going to be on there live doing something, and I didn't.
He
see
was
anything.
Live. It was live.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, you know how they kind of like they did like almost like rapid fire, quick, like 30 seconds of one sketch here. It's like one of those types of live montages.
Right.
But yeah, he was.
I was looking forward to seeing more cowbell.
Yeah, I think they did make some sort of reference to more cowbell. They might
did Justin Timberlake make a reference?
Well, in the very beginning.
But I also want to say it ended up in one of the clips packages they ran, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was just hoping he did something recent, like, you know.
No, I mean,
that would have been great.
To me, still the most badass person on the planet is Bill Murray. Like, the love song from Jaws.
You know what's funny?
Jesus Christ.
You know what's funny?
Go fuck yourself. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
How horrible was that for him to do the In Memoriam? memoriam part where he was like, he was totally depressing. Not that he was supposed to be funny during that, but why leave it to him to do that?
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. And also, I in memoriams make total sense. Like, I get why they're there, but at the same time, like, clapping for every person, and then all of a sudden that person is ranked by the level of applause they get through the clip. It's like,
the best part of that is when they kept referring to John Lovitz being dead.
They showed his picture,
and then they showed John Lovitz in the crowd. He's like,
four times throughout the course of the show.
Seriously, like, throughout the whole show, they were saying how, you know, that they missed certain characters. They were like, Chris Farley, John Lovitz, and he was like, he's like, right there in the audience.
Cutaway shot the Lovitz in the audience. Great. Like, what the fuck, guys? I'm still here. Yeah, that was great.
And goodbye.
Yeah, that was great. And then Steve Martin hosting and the whole thing made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, even though he's never been a cast member on SNL, like, he's like,
he's a legend.
I think he has the record for the most hosting.
No, actually, it's
Martin Short, maybe?
No, it's, what's Baldwin. His name? Baldwin. Baldwin. Baldwin, then it's Goodman.
Goodman hosted
13 or 14
Baldwin
times.
Baldwin is number one?
Yeah. 16. Yeah. And 16 times hosting.
And back Holy to Goodman. Shit. Goodman hosted like every year from like 92 to 2002.
Yeah.
Like a solid decade he hosted one episode every year.
Yeah, yep.
Something like that.
So. Yeah, they brought him back every single
fucking year. Wow. Those are the Roseanne years, I think.
Yeah.
It had to have been. Why else would they have had him on?
Yeah, well. Yeah.
For the hot work he's doing in season one of Tremé.
I like to think he was on for Lebowski, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, but not for 10 seasons.
Yeah. No. You know what? I'll still watch that movie every fucking day if it became on. Yeah, I was as much as I love SNL, the special was way too fucking long.
It was 3.5 hours.
That was a long
That
time.
Was very long.
But they kept
I had to watch
moving.
It in increments. I had a DVR and watch in increments.
What I love about that stuff is thinking about it from a logistical point of view, just how many people they needed to pull that thing off. It was and that cast, that crew of SNL, like, I've only toured the SNL studios. I've never actually been to a show, but like, from what I understand, they're like, no one ever flips out in between stuff. Like, no one's ever loud and yelling. They just do their job and they get it done. And just like, it's a miracle they pull it off every week, apparently. So just logistically handling that many people, like, I gotta give them props for it. And they do it for twice as long as they usually do,
so I
love SNL. I'll tell you a lot about SNL. We can talk SNL's entire podcast if you want.
Well, lately SNL's been kind of, you know, I mean, they have some decent cast members now, but their skits are lacking. I think,
hate people like you.
Really?
Here's why.
Tell me.
Here's why. Everyone that loves SNL, they forget the shit sketches. There are hundreds of shit sketches every season all the time.
I agree.
Go rewatch the first couple
seasons.
I agree. There are terrible sketches.
But the shit sketches now are way worse than
the point I'm trying to make is hindsight
then.
Is 2020.
Okay.
And you only remember the good stuff. For every canteen boy, for every Hurley boy, for every what up with that, there are shit sketches that you just don't remember.
But there's times
everyone
where
who idolizes previous years. Yeah, fuck you.
But there's but wait, hold on a second. There's times where I've watched an entire episode recently, okay, where the entire show sucks.
That's possible.
Yeah, but that never used to happen because
at least
but at least they'd have some of the cast members saving their asses now and then. You know what I mean?
I just unplugged my headphones. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Mm. You did?
Yeah.
There you go.
We're back.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tech support, you assholes. I'm the guest here. They're all staring at me like, what the fuck?
You're better
at
this than we are. Fix the sound for us before you leave.
Christ.
You're better.
Can you get rid of that hum before you leave?
Yeah. I'll take a look at it.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? I really don't. I try to watch it as much as I can. I can't watch every single episode, but when I do, it's like hit or miss for me.
Yeah. For every, let's say every episode has 10 sketches, there's like two or three that are worth talking about the next day.
Yeah, sometimes there is. Sometimes.
Usually a digital
It also
short.
Depends on the it also depends on the guest host too.
Yeah,
if they have someone I don't like, I probably won't watch. Like, you know what, if Miley Cyrus is hosting, I'm not watching.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? There's like some pleasant surprises too. Like Timberlake.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, who'd have thought?
Yep. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta watch, like, you still gotta play the game. Like, fucking, what's his name? The guy from the Broncos who has a brother in New York, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah, who'd have thought? Yeah.
Like, dude, do you ever see that one
sketch where he pegs the kid in the back of the head with a football?
Yo, he's
like the funniest shit I've ever seen.
He leans down and talks to the kid. He's like, look, I'm throwing the football and you gotta catch it, all right? Now go, get the fuck out of here. It's hilarious.
And then he nails him
in the back.
NFL pro quarterback nails his kid.
Yeah, right, and the kid goes flying into the floor.
Back of the head. Like, it's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Yeah.
He referenced that in his coming right when he
yeah he should have he yeah, should have and I thought that was great too, where they had Peyton Manning, who had arguably one of the best, he's one of the best sports hosts,
host,
and Jeter,
yeah.
who it's almost unanimous that he had the worst ever episode too. That's why they had
I never seen his episode.
Yeah, but his was apparently pretty bad.
So yeah, I never seen his episode,
which I thought was a nice dichotomy. Sorry, is that too big a word for you?
Missy, you know what that
I got it.
What do you Missy, got, Missy? We,
our vocabulary check, Missy. Does that work?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, great. Dichotomy.
Thanks, Missy.
Ah, you threw me for a loop. I was like, "That what?"
Sorry.
Yeah, it's no, it was nice though. Although I was kind of, I thought they would hold out for 50 years before they did something like that.
Dude,
grandiose.
Think about it though. I'm 36. That show's been on the air longer than I've been alive. Like, that is a feat.
You know what? Now I'm gonna turn the table. Fuck you, man. Because I'm older than Saturday Night Live.
Yes, you. We are.
By 1 year, I'm older than Saturday Night Live.
What was Jesus like, 5 years?
You're actually younger than Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I
it came out in February of 75.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So you're still younger
yeah,
than.
Yeah, I'm still yeah. a little younger than.
Sorry, man. Like I said, what was Jesus like?
He was a dick.
How was he?
I wouldn't know. I was too busy fucking in hell. Now, I was saying that too on Sunday. I was like, I can't believe I'm older than this fucking show.
Yeah.
Like, it killed me. I was like, oh, shit. Because I always thought it started in 74 for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And then I'm like, 75? I mean, granted, I was still in diapers, but shit, it just still bothered me. It was yeah. like, God damn it. Like, you know what I mean? That's how you know. When you start realizing you're older than some of your favorite athletes and some of your favorite, like,
yeah. you're older than most of our favorite
yeah,
athletes.
Yeah, like, it's yeah. like, holy shit, you know? I mean, granted, you still got the few, you know, you got your Jordans, your Barclays, and whatever. They're
yeah, but
still
they're not
older than us.
Professionally.
Right.
Right. But I'm saying, you know, they were my favorites growing up. Well, Barclay was one of my favorites growing up, but. Now,
he's one of my favorites now.
He's hilarious.
He's great. He's so
yeah,
funny.
He's hilarious.
Calls it like he says what's on his mind, yeah, and he yeah. don't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. No, he doesn't.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is when you start realizing you're older than some of the, like, you know, shit in pop culture, you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I can already feel that coffin door closing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you should also think about it this way, too, is like how much of pop culture comes and goes, and this
yeah.
show like SNL is still on the air.
No,
like,
that's true. That's yeah. impressive. It's a staple. I mean, yeah, you know, yeah. thank God it doesn't have to, it's not all because of ratings, you know?
Well, it's I mean, it's Saturday night at 11:30.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And no one's home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, but it's still sleeping. But it still resonates in some way. Like, it was the headlines of all headlines this week.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but it still makes those headlines. I mean, like, what, 23.1 million people
yeah,
watched it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's fucking
man.
Crazy. The All-Star Game went against it. Like, 7.2 watched the All-Star Game for the
yeah,
NBA.
Yeah,
well,
nobody
that's the NBA.
That.
I'm surprised that was that many people watching
no,
it.
No, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the NBA was popular. I'm not big on sports. Like, well, my sports career, like, ended, like, freshman year of high
really?
School. I was done. Like,
the NBA, is like a hair better than the WNBA, right?
Really?
Now. Yeah, it's not.
I thought it was like the fastest growing, best, most awesomest bullshit.
I don't think
I've
so.
I've always heard stories about that.
Nah.
I don't think
really?
So.
I,
think
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think if anything, it's fallen a few pegs.
Really?
In the last 5, 6 years, 10 years, even. Whoa. I mean, LeBron is. I think LeBron's the only reason why it's still relevant.
Really?
But other than that, I don't think there's any other reason. I mean,
expansion and too
yeah.
like everybody like that's so spread.
I still
out.
I can't even name you yeah. every team anymore because they changed a couple, and I still like when I heard one team name and I was like, what league is
the
this?
The Pelicans.
In?
I was
is
like,
that what it is? The
Pelicans.
Oh yeah, there is
team?
A Pelicans team.
I
and their
no
mascot is creepy
idea.
As shit.
I was like, Pelicans.
Have you seen their mascot?
No.
Oh, you got to Google it right now. He's
is it a Pelican?
But he's so creepy looking. They actually had to like rework his face because he was scary shit. I don't know a lot about sports, but right. I know the Pelicans have a creepy-ass mascot.
Well, Missy was just complaining about the Sixers' new mascot. Apparently, some rabid dog.
Blue
yeah,
dog,
it's a
yeah.
blue dog.
Blue rabid
Franklin.
Dog named Franklin.
Franklin the dog. Blue dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so ghetto-looking. It looks
well,
like a bear.
It
looks like a teddy bear, kind of.
Well, it's a Vermont teddy bear?
Kind of.
With a jersey on
it's
it?
Like a, it's like a ghetto Build-A-Bear.
The look of disgust on her face.
I know.
Right now.
I know.
Hate it. It's so stupid. It's like, don't have one.
Right.
Then.
Right.
Yeah. Do we really need one? I mean,
you could actually pull a homeless guy off the streets of Philly. It would,
oh my
really
God,
would make
it
no
is
difference.
Creepy.
And they reworked it. I don't know which one you're looking at.
It looks
at.
Like a parrot.
But
or
they
something.
Like they like re they, this one. They gave him like yeah, that's the one. They gave him like facial shirt. They said they gave him like a facelift or something like that because he was so.
Who
creepy.
Names their team the Pelicans?
It looks like a chicken.
I don't know.
It doesn't even look like a pelican. Pelicans don't have red beaks, do they?
I don't know. I don't. Who's fact checking Missy this episode?
Yeah,
nobody beaks. Fact checks her. We just tell her she's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're used to it by now.
All right, cool.
Pelicans don't strike fear in my heart. Like if you're an opposing team, it's like the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Well, do blue dogs do that either?
Yeah.
No.
No. Absolutely not. Blue balls. Not blue dogs.
Yeah, the Pelicans. That doesn't strike.
The last fear. Mascot was blue. Big Shot.
Oh yeah, that was for a little bit.
He looked like I don't even know what the fuck he was.
I had no idea.
It was years ago.
You're doing, I liked hip-hop.
You're doing great radio right now, Marco.
Yeah, I know.
You're doing, like, fantastic radio.
I am. Just giving
CSB back. Paid off.
Good work.
Thanks, buddy. Learn.
You should go into Full Sail. That was a better one.
Full Sail?
Advertising the back of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, there you go. That's where I should have went. You're right.
Got shit. My programming degree off of University of Phoenix Online. Hey, the man. Harvard of Internet Colleges.
I was
going
to say, don't knock them near the Harvard of Internet Colleges. That's exactly what I was going
to say. Oh, man. You know, I remember from back in the day, you're also, I know you said you're not really big into sports anymore, but I know you're a big music buff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's actually what my parent company, the Laugh Button's parent company is. We're a music marketing company.
Really?
Music and comedy marketing. What
no
wow.
shit. Mm-hmm. And what have you done?
I started off at the company. I was actually running a radio station in college. I was the general manager of a radio station.
Okay.
My college radio station. And then
at Rutgers?
At Rutgers.
All right.
They had two radio stations. I was running the more ghetto of the two.
Okay.
And one day, some guys from the office were there for a show that was happening in the student center, and they were looking for interns. I started interning, kind of never left. And then that turned into like doing radio promo, then publicity and marketing, and then I kind of transitioned over to comedy a couple of years back.
Just cause that's cool.
Yeah, just because we were looking to build out our comedy element. So
that's cool, man.
Yeah, big music fan. Big music fan.
What is your genre of choice?
You know, it's
are you just that vast in the music where you can't even choose that?
Well, no, there's
it's a mood thing for you.
It
right?
is a mood thing, but like I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, I love everything but country. I hate modern country; it's shit. But Johnny Cash, you can't fuck with. Carl Perkins, you can't fuck.
Yeah,
with.
I agree. Johnny Cash.
Yeah, dude.
I don't like to consider him country. No, personally.
He's total country.
I know.
Yeah, unfortunately. You're right.
Yeah, but I mean, like all the stuff, like your Taylor Swift and all that other stuff. That's pop cult. That's pop music.
Yeah, way poppy.
But yeah, you know, I alternative rock. Like I grew up listening to classic rock. I went to college. I discovered the Pixies. They're hands down one of my favorite bands.
Dude, fuck yeah, I love
one
the
of my
Pixies.
Favorite bands of all time. I love those guys. And then like you know, the nature of what our company does, we tend to use. We work with. Burgeoning and upcoming artists, so
indie rock.
Yeah, a lot of indie rock bands, a lot of like definitely bands you've heard of, and definitely bands you haven't heard of yet.
Yeah, well,
so.
Missy probably heard of them all.
Yeah, I'm the music person.
She knows all new shit, man. All underground
music.
Shit. All
right, we'll have to quiz each
you later. Should.
Actually, you know what's funny? Since I transitioned over to comedy, like my music skills have like
diminished.
Plummeted.
Yeah,
like it's definitely
it
one
happens.
Those, it's definitely one of those things. If you're not paying attention to it, like it just passes you by.
Right.
Like I'm sure my older brother still listens to like Shaggy. Not a goddamn doubt in my mind. Dave, if you're listening, I know you listen to Shaggy.
Oh my God.
Because like that's like what was popular whenever he was a senior in
he
high
fucking
school.
Loves Shaggy.
Chris knows. And then he had that album Swing by the Swing, Come Baby, Come Baby.
K7.
He loved that
K7.
Shit.
K7.
My brother loved that shit.
He must love 107.9 now in
I'm
Philly.
Sure, but I'm sure, but he loved that shit. That was probably the end of...
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know how many years ago. That's got to be 20 years old.
I remember my brother was really into Blackstreet back in the day.
God. Your brother's embarrassing when it comes to music. Jerry, if you're listening, I'm calling you out.
He probably is. Go ahead, call him out. What was embarrassing?
Well, Blackstreet's definitely one of them. I want to say, like, well, New Edition wasn't bad. Like,
New Edition, that's back in our day.
No, New Edition's fine. I'm not going to fuck with New Edition. I forget what the hell he listened to. Probably the same thing like our other friend, our mutual friend Frank listened to. It was just all terrible shit.
Right. Well, it was all slow jam shit, basically.
Yeah, like slow, like, R&B. But you can, there's good slow shit. Like, Otis Redding will burn a house down.
Yeah, but that's...
But, like, but like Ralph Tresvant? Like, come on. I'm just waiting for, like, the text messages to start, like, flowing in. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Uh-oh.
Is it, like,
he said guilty.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I remember because I was actually cleaning out some of his old CD cases, and I was looking. I was like, wow. Now, because he's younger than I am, mm-hmm. obviously he like moved on to a different direction than I went. But I was looking at some, I'm like, wow, look at some of these, like, you know, early Busta Rhymes stuff. And, yeah. you know, and I'm just like, holy shit, it's crazy. Like, I couldn't believe some of the stuff he had. And I was like, I just added to the collection of all the shit I've ever bought.
Yeah. my room, I have a pretty impressive CD vinyl collection. Like, it's pretty nuts. I've collected. Since a kid, I mean, even when I was like younger and like lived with your brother, like uh-huh. I had a pretty impressive collection. But now it's just out of control because the nature of what I do, I get a lot of free music. Well, I buy a ton of it too.
So, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, if it's perks of the job, good for you.
It is. I mean, like
I steal it all the time.
No, I don't steal it. I promote it.
No, I steal it. I steal it all the time. That has nothing to do with you. By all means, you know.
But yeah, I just moved recently, and like just crates and crates of mail bins of vinyl and CD. Like I had a whole room where I built custom shelves just to put everything. And I haven't done it in a new place yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's cool. It's fun.
It's like it's
a hobby.
That's what I do. It's my hobby. It's what I collect. Right. So it's a good time.
Yeah. And what about now getting back to the comedy aspect of it? I'm so curious. So now that you're into comedy, like full force, I've always been into comedy. No, but I mean now it's like, you know, it's an everyday get paid to market. Yeah,
comedy,
it's every day now. So now that you've been, you know, in the depths of it and everything, in your opinion, who would you say are the top five comedians for you? Not of all time, because that's
like currently,
you know. Right? Okay, right now you can't. Like, no one's holding a candle to Big J Okerson when it comes to clubs.
I agree, man. He's
another
great.
Like, South Jersey guy, by the way.
Yeah. We've had him on the show.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Funny story. My sister-in-law's sister dated him, apparently. Like, how, like, Jay and I bonded. We were at a South by Southwest festival, like, two years ago, and he mentioned where he came from. I was like, oh, my sister-in-law's from there. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, did you know so-and-so? Oh, yeah, so-and-so. I dated her. And it was all like... Hey, buddy, we're best friends.
Yeah, we're Eskimo buddies, Eskimo brothers.
He did say that. He said one time I saw him at a show at UCB, and he goes, Matt Kleinschmidt, my Eskimo brother, or something like that. And I was like, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. I think the math is correct on that.
Right.
I mean, Jay just destroys. Like, he just goes into clubs, and he's just like, it's effortless crowd work. Like, I was actually listening to a podcast that had Amy Schumer on the drive down.
She's funny.
It's called The Moment. It's a Grantland podcast where, like, basically the guy that hosts it, he interviews people about, like, that moment that changed their life or their career shift or whatever. And he had Amy on there, and she was like – and the host as well, they were like, if Jay spent 5 minutes on anything, he'd be the biggest comic ever. But Jay just loves, like, being a comic. He loves doing clubs. And I'm sure he has aspirations for greatness, as we all do. But, yeah, you can't hold a candle with Jay right now. I think Pete Davidson's great. Are you familiar with Pete?
SNL, he just got SNL, right?
He's like 19 and just like murdering.
Pete Davidson. He's on SNL right now.
He's a young guy on SNL this season, but his stand up is pretty.
What does he have any regular sketches on SNL?
No, his jokes are pretty much about how.
Is he that gangly looking guy? Yeah.
I know you're talking about. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
He's a funny dude, and like he's holding his own with some of these older guys. On the West Coast, there's a guy named Gerard Carmichael who I love.
Gerard. I saw him. I went to go see last year. I saw. Daniel Tosh and Gerard opened
Gerard
up.
Gerard opened for him, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. He was funnier.
Tosh? I've never seen
no,
Tosh
no, no.
live.
No, no,
oh, Gerard
no. Gerard
was funnier,
was
than,
funnier
Tosh.
Than Tosh. And I think Tosh is hilarious.
Tosh is great, yeah.
But I was so amazed at how funny his opening act was. I was like, wow. I laughed harder.
Yeah. Gerard's a killer. Gerard's done some shows for us out in
out in South by Southwest when we put on festivals down there and shows at the festival down there, and he's a murderer. And Spike Lee directed his most recent. He got an HBO special. Spike Lee directed it.
Really?
He did it at the Comedy Store. He ran the 45 minutes to an hour at the Stand in New York. I got to see that. It was fucking awesome.
Wow.
And he's the nicest dude. Like, he's like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, right. blah. Like, he just. Like, he has no reason to.
He's got, like, another 20 years to get to be Eddie
But he's also the type of guy. But he's also the type of guy, like, he has no reason to remember me, but he does. Like,
right.
Say hi to him.
Yeah, that's important.
I just love comics like that where, like you know, I cover comedy. I'm out in clubs and I talk to people. But, like, the reality is, like, they have no reason to remember you. And the ones that do are like, hey, what's up? They're just the nicest people. Like,
right.
Like, the ones that, like, have. And this kind of holds true for music as well. Is like the ones that have it, the ones that are like the killers and like the rock stars, like the actual rock stars, like they're always the nicest people for the most part.
Right.
But like the ones that are kind of like budding or have some heat given to them a little too early, they're the ones that usually are the dickier ones. But like right. I've met some big name people that are just super nice.
And yeah. Really, it's like, oh, I believe it.
I understand why you are who you are.
Right.
Because of that. So.
Now, would you say that anybody that's on Riotcast currently that has a podcast who's also a stand-up is a dick?
Well, Nick DiPaolo ripped me apart.
Well,
this week.
I
love Nick DiPaolo.
I know, but I was you could tell that was all fun.
100%. But Bobby is great. I love Bobby. I mean, like, we talk shit about Bobby, but he's like the
fucking guy.
He's the nicest dude on the planet. And obviously, Bobby, you know, it seems like it kind of he's had this journey to get to where
he's
at.
Yeah.
I didn't know him when he was that young, but he sounds like he kind of, like, he says it admittedly himself. I was a piece of shit. And then he slowly but surely is like, he's striving to be better, which we can all do, but
right.
He's been the nicest dude. He's supported.
I figure a guy who looks like Buddha is starting to give out advice like
Bobby, that was Fabio.
Oh, he knows. Don't worry. He gets us confused, but he knows.
Oh, really?
Not anymore. No, Mark is like his best bud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's funny that you talk about community. He'll call me out of the blue. And it all started from just calling in our show. Our technical difficulties he worked with,
yeah,
and he still called in.
Yeah, he was a really nice guy about it.
What
when
a
he
nice
first started.
Dude.
Yeah, he's a very, very nice dude, yeah. And like I'm so happy for him when he taped that special to Village Underground because it's exactly what he wanted for so long. And
right.
He came out and it was super awesome, and I was like, good for you, dude. Like, yeah. I just love it when people get their comeuppance that I like.
See, I heard that Bobby's got something going on Netflix soon, right?
Well, that special that he released is coming out on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. And what's funny is I feel so bad saying this because I rip on him all the time. But I was on Netflix last week and I was typing in Bobby Kelly.
Yeah.
And there's like no matches found for Bobby Kelly.
I don't think it hits until like March or April.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, still though, like you would think that any of his, you know, work or something he was in, because like you could type in any name and they could be like the 20th billed person in a movie one time and they'll show up, or the movie they were in shows up.
Try Robert Kelly.
I tried every. There is one Robert Kelly. I tried every one Robert Kelly, but the Kelly came in with an E between the L and the Y, and that was like from a 50s like B movie, and I was just like, God damn it, like. This is so sad. Like, I feel bad. I was like, God damn it. Because I was actually seeing if that was released on Netflix.
It is eventually. I don't know the exact date on it, but it is coming out. But I went to the taping of that, and it was so awesome. Like, he's just the nicest dude. Like, he's been so nice to us and our website and believed in what we do. And he's done shows for us, so he's like, yeah, dude, I'm there. I got it.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you talk shit about someone like that who just hooks you up? Like
I do it in fun.
Yeah, 100%. But, like, I've definitely gotten phone calls from him out of the blue about stuff. Like we did a top 10 list of like favorite comedy specials of the year. It was the year that Patricia's special, Mr. Peake.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And then we did like kind of like a ranking between the editors, and like John Mulaney's special ended up being better than Patrice's. And he just calls me out of the blue one day. He's like, "Dude, your list stinks."
I
just want to let you know your list stinks.
I don't find that guy funny at all, Mulaney.
You can't judge him by his TV show.
No, I never watched the show. I'm talking about his stand up.
He's got a show.
I listen to the comedy thing on Pandora.
Okay.
And I don't usually thumbs down anybody because I want to hear everything I can. And every time his shit comes up, I'm just like,
I think he's such a great joke writer.
Like, he's a good writer.
He's the co-creator of Stefan SNL.
But here's my thing. He reminds me of like a poor man's Jerry Seinfeld, the way he does his stand-up.
Yeah, but that's saying that to a comedian is almost like giving them like props. Though.
Well, that's
like,
true.
Like, oh my
yeah,
God, like, I'm the next
yeah.
Seinfeld.
That's true. That. Yeah, I shouldn't say.
Yeah,
it,
but yeah,
it's almost like he's trying to be him. I guess that's what I.
Well, I mean, I think every comic's trying to be Jerry.
Well, not
Seinfeld.
Necessarily.
The guy owns like a 9-story house and yeah. eight of them yeah. just like levels to park his cars, yeah. dude. You know, like. So. He's another one I've seen do drop-ins too, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's what it is, though. It's 5 minutes of applause and camera photos. Yeah, and it's like, I haven't said a damn word yet. You're all whooping and hollering.
Right,
so like,
right.
So, like, I could
settle
imagine.
Down.
No, I could imagine that being frustrated for Seinfeld.
Sure.
I just want to come here and work on my five
right.
before I go on Letterman. You know,
right,
and
right.
people are, like, just kind of, like, clapping for him before you, quote-unquote,
stroking him off.
Yeah. But then again, who knows? You might love it. You know, like,
now, who got you into comedy? Like, what stand-up comics growing up got you liking comedy?
Well, you have your obvious ones, you know, your Carlins and your Pryors.
Right.
I remember listening to Andrew Dice Clay, The Day the Music Died.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Like, that was, yeah. like, I was doing something wrong when I was listening to it at, like, 8 years old. Like,
right.
I shouldn't be listening to this, but
right.
I'm going to.
Right, right, right.
So Dice, believe it or not, like, I remember bonding with my father over Sinbad.
You know, I'm not going to give you shit
funny?
For I'm not going to give you shit
yeah,
for that you because
should.
Growing up,
Sinbad's a killer. He's a today. I saw him last year. He's a stone
he's still,
cold killer.
He's still
really?
Touring?
He's a stone cold killer.
Really?
Stone cold. He did a show for us. Stone cold killer.
Does he have new material?
He did 40 minutes. He fucks with the crowd for 40 minutes. It's
really?
All crowd work. He is a killer.
Really?
Yes. Do not.
Yeah, because I'll be honest with you.
Do not sleep on Sinbad. He'll sneak. The quote Outkast about MC Hammer. Oh, don't sneak up. Hammer will hurt you. Don't sneak up. Like, Sinbad will hurt you. Like.
Wow. I enjoyed his stand-ups growing up. Like, I thought they were really
Afros
funny.
Afros and bell bottoms.
Yeah.
And I bought. He was like the first book I remember buying was Sinbad's Guide to Life because I know everything.
Oh wow! And I didn't go that far.
But I don't expect you to. But like he was super clean. Like those HBO specials. Like I just remember.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I remember
like,
yeah.
watching. I remember more vividly, not actually what Sinbad was talking about, but watching my dad lose his shit to those specials.
Right, 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 right.
I was like, this is comedy. Like that's that guy saying something that's making my dad.
See, me and my dad bonded over Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah, that's a
great
one too.
Where we.
That's a great one too.
That was like the first time I saw my dad lose his shit,
yeah.
and I was like, and it kind of made me. You know, appreciate it more.
Yeah, yeah.
And to this day, if it comes on, I'll still watch it. I'll look at him a little different now.
Well,
but, you know, at the same time, you know, it's still funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you can't take that away from him. He was a funny guy back then.
I saw Cosby, it was like around Thanksgiving 2 years ago mm-hmm. at like the Count Basie Theater in like Red Bank.
Did before, you wake up somewhere
this was
strange?
This was before all that. This was like right
before it came out.
This was, not before. But this was like, maybe it's October because his special's coming out on Thanksgiving that he did on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby still got it, still going.
Something like that,
something
still going, right.
Something like that. Stone Cold Killer. Stone Cold. Like, my girl, like, is a semi-comedy fan. She loves some stuff, but she was like, oh my God. Like, and she'd seen, like, Joan Rivers with her girlfriends and stuff.
Right.
She was like, I can't believe how much Bill Cosby is just, he still has it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's unfortunate because, like, it's like you got to weigh it. It's like you know. Do you, it's almost like a Michael Jackson situation. Like,
well,
you,
no.
What I mean by that is like he's so fucking talented,
right?
But he's accused of doing such crazy bullshit. On
yeah,
the other side.
I forgive
like,
Bill Cosby. I forgive him. At least he's not doing it to children. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay. I mean, it's still terrible.
Sure, it's terrible, but at the same time, I can almost see where he's coming from sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Listen, I don't know.
They were probably all going to put out anyway. He just shut them up.
Look, man, it's not like he's fucking sprinkling, you know, fairy dust on little kid schmeckles. You know what I mean? Like... You know, he's
schmeckles.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. But I'm not going to refer to
a
kid.
Russian immigrant.
No,
from like the 60s.
I'm not going to refer to
come
a
here
kid's
with your schmeckle
groin as a fucking. Like, I'm not going to say what
penis.
I normally
we're all adults,
whatever.
Fabio.
Yeah,
say
yeah but
penis.
I don't want it to sound sexual, though. Even
penis
though that's
is sexual? How's penis sexual?
Nah, when it comes to a kid, I just don't. Right. The idea just makes me want to throw up. But, yeah, but, I mean, Bill. First of all, nothing's been proven yet.
No, 100%. It's totally court of law. I mean, granted, it looks terrible.
Yeah, it's not getting any better, that's for sure.
It's not – it's even if it wasn't 30, whatever the number is now, even if it was 20-something, it's still terrible.
Right. It's almost catching up to how many years he's been in comedy.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you know, he has some weird statistic. Like, he released, like, 8 comedy albums in like the 60s, yeah. and like seven of them were nominated for Grammys.
Yeah,
like some weird,
yeah.
like Murderer's Row kind of shit.
Yeah,
like you can't fuck with it. I mean, like, but you know, but it's terrible. Like, I try not to weigh judgment about those types of things. But
well, in your line of work, you really can't.
Well, it's at the same time. It's like I'm not here to talk shit about anyone.
No, so, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, in your line of work, you really can't. Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know. Weigh your options.
Well, and also while running a website, I try to keep it positive. We try to like elevate the game. There's, I mean, like, listen, if you want to talk shit, go to the YouTube comments and just right. say,
or yeah, listen to us.
Fag, gay, 320, not funny. Go read the YouTube comments. I don't got time for that shit. Yeah. But yeah, so. What else you want to know, Fabio?
That's
what's
hilarious.
Going on? It's been years since I've seen you.
I know.
We were
man.
Just talking about comedy.
Well, you know,
how you doing? You got a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Surprising. She's still
this is
has
the one
air
that makes
her.
You wear like shitty Christmas shirts, right?
That was back in the day, yeah, the
back,
Christmas
oh,
sweater.
Back in the day when they fit you?
When they fit you. Guy loses 70 pounds.
I know,
all of a sudden he's Bradley fucking Cooper.
Listen, I
look, look,
had
look,
to shoot a missile
look,
across
well,
the back.
Look, we got the American sniper in our fucking in our on our couch.
I had to fire it across. Hey, but doesn't your girl you know, like
hold
a
on a second.
Sniper?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, though. I know exactly where he's coming from, though, because I remember when I lost 70 pounds, I was the same way. I'm calling everybody else fat. It's like,
what up,
fatty? Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Fatso.
Yeah. Thanks.
Fatty.
Yes. Thanks, Chris.
Fat fuck.
Is that Christopher from The Sopranos?
Yeah.
That
yes, it
yeah.
is.
That's great.
Oh, man. Hilarious.
So, you're good?
Yeah, everything's good. I mean, I'm not. I didn't take that plummet you took getting engaged.
Yeah, but I was with my girl for 10 years before I got engaged.
Oh, really?
Engaged,
oh, never mind.
I got engaged 2013, mm-hmm. In 2014, instead of getting married, I bought a house, mm-hmm. And then now 2015, I guess I gotta have.
What are you gonna buy this year so you don't have to get married?
Listen, 10 years now it's what 12 years, 13 years. I've been with her a long time. She's awesome.
Right. Well, that's good.
She puts up with my shit. That's the half the thing.
See, that's
like,
the most important
I'm
part.
I'm such a narcissistic asshole sometimes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm always like just a total asshole.
I would have never got that from you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
You seem more like a humble guy. Like, you know.
I'm humble, but I like to talk about myself quite a bit.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm the greatest of all time.
right. You're your own Don King.
I don't go like, you know, I'm the goat, like fucking LL Cool J.
The goat.
Get that shit spray painted on jeans. But yeah, you know, she puts up with me a lot. She's super awesome. She's super cool.
That's cool. Where'd you meet her?
College. Actually, post-college. Shit, I've been out of college that long. Goddamn. Post-college, mutual friends.
Yeah, that's cool.
Met at a rock concert.
I was going to say, you didn't meet her at Bill Cosby show, did you?
No.
Did you save her?
Drug her out of the theater.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Why is she passed out? That's cool, man. That's good.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, we got a dog in a house and a TV. What else do you need?
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, what else
do you need? What else do you need? Record
player? Wi-Fi. We've got good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
We got some square footage, so if there's a fight, I can go to the other corner. Listen.
That's key.
Listen.
That's
square
key.
Footage
yeah.
solves a lot of problems
yes,
when it comes
does.
To arguing with your girl.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Quadrants. You create quadrants. Yeah. You go to yours.
Yeah. Square footage
right.
solves a lot of problems.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
Yeah, totally.
Wow, that's crazy. But we're going to take a little break,
all right.
And then we're going to reconvene. I got some stuff I want
to talk
about.
Maybe Missy will say something this podcast.
Oh.
I think she's
about comedies.
Really?
Yes, you do.
Comedians.
What do you like? Who are your favorite
bands? Well, she's more of a music
person. I'm a music right. person.
Who are your favorite bands?
I mean, you want to talk about it when we come back from the
sure.
break? All right.
Yeah, we'll get him to know you.
I'm very rusty on bands, but I'll spar with
all
you.
Right.
All right.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Riotcast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price.
That's one-third off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing the promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping.
Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty.
Go check out our friends at TweakedAudio.com. Tweaked Audio
sounds better.
Ah!
All right, we're back. We're joined with Matt Kleinschmidt from The Laugh Button. TheLaughButton.com,
correct? TheLaughButton.com. That's how you can find out all the comedy news.
And listen to their podcast.
Yes, The Laugh Button Podcast.
Hilarious.
Part
great guests.
Part of the Riotcast Network.
That's right.
Yes.
The fucking newbies.
We are the noobs. We just did our fifth episode last night.
Yeah, man.
You like doing it out of the studio?
Yeah, the studio's great. I mean, it's convenient. That's what's great about it. It's like, you know, obviously there's a... You know, it's very easy to grab talent that's downstairs at the Comedy Cellar.
Sure.
Bobby's studio is right above the Comedy Cellar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's awesome. Go in there, tape it. Good to go. Try to have, like, one guest on, someone who's funnier than ourselves because we're obviously not that funny. And then we just talk about what's going on in the news. Just kind of bullshit for about a half hour or so. Right. And then get out there.
There's none of that going on here. No. A-list, B-list guest, or anything like that.
Well, we go for, like, D-list.
No,
double D-list.
Not you. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I'm on this list now. You know this. I need to represent this list.
Yeah.
We did have Ari Spears on one time.
Oh, yeah.
Also known as the shittiest interview Marco ever did for the Jersey Jerks.
He was horrible. Yeah, that guy.
He was playing Xbox while he was talking to us.
Smoking weed. He didn't want anything to do with us.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were pulling teeth to try to get words.
Just,
that guy.
Yeah. Just say no.
And don't call in. The Wayans brothers was tough because they were talking over each other and they were all over the place.
And then their mom got on the phone.
Yeah.
See, that's funny as shit.
It is, but they were...
But you couldn't hear. It was a bad connection. It was really bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
I can't believe that what's his name?
Can't people come out in the heart of South Jersey to talk to you guys on a Thursday night?
Well, who have we had? We had Bobby Kelly Bobby's here.
Matarese was on.
Joe Matarese we had on.
He overstayed his welcome a bunch of times. Yeah.
Yeah, he slept over.
Really?
No. He would just stay on for an hour and just talk about
SNL?
House. No, his house.
Yeah.
Yes, no. That's the second worst that we ever had on.
Second worst conversation on the show, SNL.
Who else? Who else we have? We had Jim Norton, who was great.
Well, that's not in the studio. You guys aren't that far from Philly. I mean, you can definitely pull talent from
it's
Philly clubs.
Because they do their shows, you know, they start at like 8 o'clock at night.
You know, on a too Thursday? Late for your grandma?
Well, no.
No. They go on stage at 8.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're saying...
We do our show at 8.
Right, we do our show, and they do two shows.
So you
refuse
to move for 10.
Yeah, yes. We're not flexible whatsoever.
We would need
I haven't been flexible in 25 years. I'm not going to start now.
Let's be honest, guys. Missy's going to take you all to the top.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're waiting for. We are. She's the one who proclaimed that, you know, she was going to be a millionaire. We were hoping she'd take us with her.
Can I get on that train?
Yeah.
It's a parallel universe.
Oh, shit,
I'm
here comes.
There it is.
We got some true detective shit going
speaking
on.
Speaking of Missy, let's get back to what we were talking about before the break. You were going to ask her what her favorite music or whatever it was.
Yeah,
getting to know you second.
Yes, get to know Missy for the record.
I love music. Music is my favoriteest thing ever. So,
because words aren't.
Yeah, words aren't, my friend. But yeah, I like all different kinds of music. So anything that you probably deal with, I probably love.
Oh, cool.
Like Firefly Music Festival is my favorite thing ever to do. So that's exciting. And I love Kings of Leon.
Oh,
boo.
All right. I got Kings of Leon story.
Yes.
I worked Kings of Leon Records before anyone knew who the hell they were.
Okay.
When they all had beards and they all had very long, shaggy hair. And
we're bell bottoms.
People were calling them the Southern Strokes. Their first album, Youth and Young Manhood, and the EP before that I worked.
Fucking Love.
Yeah, yeah. Which they had songs on that sounded like Radar Love. Okay. You guys don't give a fuck. All right. I'm just talking and I look over and Fabio. His eyes were clicking.
Did you almost hear my sleep apnea kick in?
They were clicking. They were rolling back so far.
They hate Kings.
Oh, man.
I think Kings of Leon has some really good songs.
Right.
I think they do. I'm with you on that, Missy.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. No, I'm just... Hey, listen. Someone was going to have to agree with you at some point.
I know. I like it.
Yeah, well, I don't... like. They're not like... I don't love them. But like, they got some good songs, man.
I love them.
There you go.
I love them. They're not my favorite band, but they're my favorite band.
See, I thought
right
that they were. Like,
Nirvana is my favorite band.
Okay. See, but you seem to like them more. I mean...
Just it's current right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that still current?
Yes.
Are they still
current?
Yeah,
they put out an album last year, right?
Yeah, and they're working in the studio right now. They're headlining Firefly.
They're headlining.
Oh, they're headlining. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Definitely going to that one.
Yeah. But they're like my favorite current band is them and AWOL Nation. Okay. I'm obsessed with AWOL Nation, too.
Cool.
Yeah, I love indie rock right now. I think it's so great.
Like, because AWOL Nation isn't indie rock.
No, what would you consider that? Like progressive then?
I would, active rock, maybe.
Alternative rock.
See, that's
alternative rock. I like it.
Rock.
I hate all these subgenres, man. It's so confusing. Tough. It's like.
Well, yeah, because the way it usually works in radio or music in general is like a scene will hit critical mass and then it kind of splinters off, and that's kind of what happened. Yeah.
Like the Mumford and Son epidemic.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Modern folk.
Yeah. I'd rather see horrible. I'd rather see Muppet and Sons.
I actually did. I dig Mumford and Sons, too.
Jeez.
I dig Mumford.
I'm not actually
Well, you look like one of them.
I have a reasonable dad beard and a flannel shirt.
Actually, kudos on the beard because that's the one thing I miss is having the beard. That you have an epic beard going. I got to give you props on that.
I guess my beard's epic.
Yeah, you got a good... I mean, Marco's got his growing in, too, now.
Like, yeah, mine's just full. It just grew in.
Right.
Well, I also have a fat chin.
Well, you're lucky because you only have. You said it's singular. I have multiple. So.
The best back to Jay Oakerson. The best line I ever heard from that guy is "Some faces need beards."
Yes,
because
I agree.
Chins, and yep. I have one of those faces.
Me but, too.
Yeah, you know, I used to have a goatee. And that was a thing.
Yeah, for everybody at some point. Yeah,
that was a thing. And yeah, so there you go. But yeah, back to I like Mumford and Sons, Lumineers.
I like Lumineers
are good. Yeah. Mumford and Sons are good. I have no problems with those bands. I love Of Monsters and Men.
I love Of Monsters and Men.
I think that record's fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys lost me. I don't even know.
Of Monsters and Men?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You probably wouldn't like it because if you hate everything else Missy likes, you probably
wouldn't. He wouldn't like it.
I think it's great. I think from start to finish, it's just a great album that he put out. And I can't wait to hear the next one. But I kind of view them a whole in this, that whole lump of like that folk revival.
Yeah, yeah, see,
you lost me at folk. That's where I tune out.
Get the fuck over yourself. You're a grown man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a grown man. Why would I listen to folk?
Relax, man.
I live in New Jersey. I don't live in fucking Mississippi.
Yeah, but folk music is like the thing.
Why should
like
I listen to a
culture?
Banjo?
Because you're not that cool, Fabio.
It has nothing to do with cool. It has nothing to do with cool.
But there's a great documentary about like how all those bands rode a train across the U.S. just performing together. About Lumineers and Mumford and all those. I don't know if Of Monsters and Men were in that, but there's a great documentary.
All right, cool. I'll have to check it out. I'll look it up somewhere. Yeah. I'm sure.
Let me know what train they're on. I'll put a.
I knew you were going
to
say something.
But there's some really great rock docs out there. Like I was just talking to a coworker about the It Might Get Loud documentary. Are you familiar with that? It's Jimmy Page, Jack White, and The Edge from U2. Just kind of. Talking about guitars.
No, that's probably
you watch
awesome
that documentary. You're like, Jack White is the shit.
I love Jack White.
Like, you don't realize
love
how
Jack
cool
White.
Jack White is until you watch that. Until you watch the opening sequence where he literally takes strings it up on like a pole in like his house on a farm and turns it into an electric guitar. Like
that's
it's
crazy.
Fucking what?
He's talented, yeah, he's, motherfucker.
Like, you were like, holy shit, Jack White's the
talented.
Real deal.
Yeah,
like it's crazy. Like because you think like dude in a suit playing like you know,
he's
cool.
So
yeah, but that's
that dude's awesome. And then another great part of that is the Edge playing, like showing. Like the Edge is like he plays very simple stuff, but like it's all effects and all pedals. Mm-hmm. So he played like a riff from like Elevation, where he literally just goes like doom doom doom. Mm-hmm. But that's the riff. But like him doing all the effects on it, it sounds like that U2 song. But that guy's great too because I mean, how unique a sound is the Edge on guitar?
That's true. I'm actually not a
U2
fan.
But you hear a U2 song, you're like, that is a U2 song.
Yeah,
right,
like,
right. It's very easy to not, right.
Yeah, there's no mistake.
Distinct.
Some of those guys have very distinct sounds, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
To me, is distinct.
Yeah. You can't hear not, Van Halen and not say that's Eddie Van Halen or Hendrix or Clapton. Those guys too, either. So.
Stevie like Ray.
Oh, dude, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I was probably idolized Stevie Ray Vaughan more than I should have as a white dude in New Jersey like, growing up. Like, what the first time I went to Austin, I was so psyched because I was like, "Holy shit, I'm going to the home place of Stevie Ray Vaughan!" And like, it was everything I wanted it to be. Like, Austin is a cool city if you're into music. Nashville, Memphis, those are all great cities, but Austin to me is just like fucking awesome when it comes to music. And Missy, if you're that big a fan, you should definitely make a trek to Austin at some point.
That's actually what I wanted to do this summer.
No. Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Go in March for South by Southwest. You'll blow
that's
your head off.
Way too soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? 3 weeks away,
it's
right?
Mid March, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're heading out there?
Yeah. I've been going to South by Southwest for easily a decade.
Oh, boy.
So, well, how long is it?
It's kind of three parts. Yeah. There's like an interactive, which is like kind of like tech and all that stuff. They actually launched Twitter at South by Southwest Interactive.
Oh, really?
Twitter launched it. Okay. There's that. There's a film festival portion of it. There's a comedy portion of it. And the granddaddy is like music. So I think it's like Friday through the entire week until like Sunday.
Okay.
So it's a long week. I've done the whole week, and you are at the end of the week, you're ready to kill somebody.
Really?
Because it's just sensory overload. It's,
right.
Like you can only do a few days.
Yeah, you got to decompress after that.
Yeah. It's super awesome.
Right.
Like I saw Muse play in front of like 300
people.
Yeah,
I'm getting into them right now.
Oh, Muse?
I've never gave them a shot, and I'm loving their first album.
What do you? So what
Showbiz.
You, Showbiz. Okay. Love so you it. Have the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Get Absolution. It's their rock record.
That's because I listened to Origins of Symmetry.
Origins of Symmetry,
which I thought was a little.
But that's Plug and Baby, I think.
Yeah, but it was weird.
That song is dope. Get Absolution. It's like their guitar rock record.
Yeah, that's what I'm on now.
Like Stockholm Syndrome, Hysteria. All there's the bangers on that record. Right, and then the one after, it's the one they broke. On which had Black Holes and Revelations, I think is the name.
Yeah, that's what made me not like them.
All right, now you're talking my language. Yeah. Black Holes. I'm on.
Nice.
But Absolution is like, they have kind of like the rock record, they kind of have the dance record, they kind of have like the synth record.
Showbiz is legit.
Yes.
So good.
Absolution is like my favorite music record.
Really?
Legit?
And I.
Too quit.
and Muse is like huge everywhere, but they're big in the U.S., but they're not.
As
Supernova.
Big over.
Yeah. Like they play like festivals in front of like 80,000 people, and like everyone is like bouncing to like their stuff.
That's fucking cool.
And they're three dudes, and that guy Matt Bellamy, the front man, he like builds his own guitars. Like,
that's fucking cool.
Like that dude is like uber nerd.
Yeah,
but in the coolest way possible. I think he's also
a rock star, of course.
Kate Hudson is he currently with? I think, or had a kid with?
They just broke up.
Post Black Crows.
I think they just broke up.
Post Black Crows.
Yeah, because he was with the dude from Black Crows,
Robinson. Yeah. Which one of the Robinsons?
Chris.
Is it Chris?
Chris. Yeah. Yeah, it was Chris.
Muse is a great band.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, their first album is so epic.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I've seen that band. I saw them when they played like Webster Hall.
That's cool.
Which is very small. I saw them play at Bowery Ballroom, which is like 400 people. But now they do like arenas. Like they're fucking great.
Yeah, they're legit.
That's another really great perk of the job. You see bands before like anyone else.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. Like... fucking A.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. Like a band like My Chemical Romance, I saw perform at Maxwell's, which is in Hoboken, which is maybe 100 people.
Wow.
There were maybe 30 there.
I think the only band I ever got
Maroon
to see
5 I saw
was Live.
Live? Okay.
Before they became mainstream.
Okay.
They were at the Temple Spring Fling. Yeah.
Like Temple University?
Yeah, Temple University Spring Fling. Okay. My friend's cousin went there. We went there for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And they were there with Brand Nubian.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and
people got shot at that concert?
Nobody. There was all white people at that concert. The only black people there was Brand Nubian. it was, and we knew who Brand Nubian was, and we were like, who's this Live? We thought it was another rap group, we were waiting for them to come on. They came on, I was like, wow, these guys are pretty fucking good. It was before Throwing Copper.
Oh wow, yeah,
it was really good. So, I was like,
was
holy
it like
shit.
Before or after Mental Jewelry, their first album?
It was actually.
Why do I know the name of
the
first?
They
album?
Had just
that's crazy.
They had just did Mental Jewelry.
Okay,
when they did.
Lies on the riverside.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, I'm a turd.
Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson.
That's not my name.
other cool bands I saw before they got big. I saw the Black Eyed Peas when they first started with Fergie, even though they had two or three records pre-Fergie, when they were actually a rap group. With like
they were so good.
Jurassic 5, Dilated Peoples. Like
those. I love those. Yeah.
Jurassic 5's Quality Control. I still love that record.
Oh, yeah.
Love that record.
Classic.
I don't know how far that record permeated people, but like that was like 1 year of my college. Like I'd listen to that record nonstop. But yeah, like this was the first record. Are you staring at me? Are you watching me? You're like staring at. Okay, yeah, you have like some sort of Asperger's thing going on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. It's just like
should be on the couch.
I'm like trying to have a conversation with you, and like I didn't know if you're actually like engaging me.
Oh no, I wasn't even looking at you.
Okay,
I don't do that.
I'm sorry.
It's uncomfortable. Like I keep trying. And I don't want to go away from the mic.
No, I'm
so
sorry.
So I'm like, all right. I'm just gonna kind of look at you in the corner of my eye.
The key is you tilt your head, Missy. You the first thing they teach you at CSB, high five, Marco.
Yeah.
Eye contact.
Turn your head.
This is fucking radio.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's exactly a radio technique we were trying to teach you.
Oh my God. Look at your guest. Shut the fuck up. I don't need another one of you in my life.
One night only.
Oh, God.
One night only.
Did you not expect me to be the same type of ball buster these guys are? We went.
Allowed. You're not. You're a stranger.
Okay. Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
We drank the same water growing up in the same burrow. Like,
we come from the same pods.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. That's too funny.
That's great. That's good. Oh, so what was I even talking about? Oh, black eyed peas. I don't know how I got on that topic. But,
yeah, that's when the Asperger's kicked in.
Yeah, yeah. The album that had Justin Timberlake on that they blew. I saw them like SOBs in front of like 30 people. I saw CeeLo at SOBs as well.
Right.
CeeLo.
When he released his Closet Freak record.
Yeah, see, I'm not into CeeLo.
Before CeeLo blew up. Like, he did like a couple solo records before he even blew up. And he had one song. It was called Closet Freak. That was a single. He performed four songs. Three of them were closet single. And the fourth one was like a cover of Bill Withers' Lovely Day. Comes out on stage. Should you not. Heavily tattooed. No shirt. Fat. Pink boa. Leather pants. And like just was like, I'm fucking CeeLo.
So he's straight is what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm fucking CeeLo. It was actually kind of awesome. I was like, all right.
The black Liberace.
Dude had no business wearing leather pants.
Not having a shirt.
Yeah.
So, he was gangster when he was in Goody Mob, though. Yeah, he was gangster.
But he always had that very nasally voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, though. Yeah. I think he's good.
I didn't know he played instruments and sang. He was a rapper.
He's good, talking
about shooting people.
He's a musician.
Well, yeah, the Goody Mob. Well, the whole Dungeon family, the whole Atlanta crew, like Outkast and Goody Mob, the Dungeon family. They put out a couple of Dungeon family records, too.
What do you think of G-Eazy?
You know, you talk about G-Eazy quite a bit.
Yes.
Modern hip-hop just...
sucks.
I don't know if it sucks. I just don't pay attention to it.
Good.
Like, I want to love Kanye West, but every time I turn around...
Don't bring him up.
Like, no, listen. Yeah.
Oh, he makes me racist. Okay.
No, your parents made you racist.
My parents are not racist. Let's get that straight.
Like, Kanye writes great songs. I don't know about albums, but great singles. And then it's like every time he turns around, it's just like he does something where he's like, dude, like, you're talented. You don't need to do this stunting.
You don't have to be an asshole.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't. Like, I think like Jay-Z is great, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different. I mean, he doesn't 100%. Act like a jerk off.
Yeah, 100%. Like, he's just become like, you know, this elder statesman of hip hop.
Right.
It's really cool to see. But yeah, I think Kanye is super talented, but it's just like you give me every reason in the world to not like him.
Gives everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
just, I like him.
He's no Afro Man.
He's
no Afro Man. Not yet.
what are you thinking? 10 years before he's punching people on stage like Afro Man?
I don't know.
What's the over under?
I don't know. I think 6 months before he beats the shit out of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, he's obsessed with her.
He's a saint for not doing it.
Yeah, but you know what the cool thing about that is, though? You can very much see, like, Kanye's like, I'm going to become the biggest rapper on the planet. I'm going to marry the finest bitch, and I'm going to be Kanye West. And he totally did that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to give him credit for that.
Well, he
didn't
marry the finest
He's
bitch,
doing a
though,
really
Jay-Z.
Good job at covering
Jay-Z's
up
got
his...
Yeah, the Queen Bay.
Jay-Z. He's doing a really good job at covering up his homosexuality.
Is that what you think it all comes from? Latent homosexuality?
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kanye
goes
fat.
Right after the ass.
Jeez.
The ass. Yeah. You know.
Jeez.
How do you get
my
that
mom's
image?
Listening, guys.
Oh, no.
No, she isn't.
I doubt it.
Okay.
I don't know if she knows I'm here.
Turn it off.
Mom, turn it off if you're listening.
Yeah.
And you don't go visit her?
No, I'm actually going to stay there tonight.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't seen my parents.
Good. I was going to say.
So.
Cool. Good.
Yeah.
Nah, she was going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, right.
Well, then I'm going to refrain from my next comment then. Now I know she's listening or
I don't really know.
Or could be. Let me just not say that.
I have no idea. I know your brother's listening.
Yes, he's listening.
Meanwhile, he's rocking Ralph Tresvant's CD.
Ralph
Tresvant.
Sorry, Jay.
Take off your red dress.
That's Johnny Gill.
I know. He had that too, though. He had it too.
What did Ralph Tresvant say?
Sensitivity. Yep.
You need a man with sensitivity.
Yeah.
Jared's a sensitive dude.
It's just talking about it. It just sounds like shit, doesn't it?
Like, it's like a mixtape. It's like a mixtape formula.
It's, you know what it is? It's a mixtape for 14-year-olds, which is probably
what. Well, yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. I mean, I remember doing the same thing at that age, but I mean, New Edition was somewhere in there, but what do we have?
I'll be sure
was big when we were younger. Yeah. Key Sweat.
Just watching you guys talk about it. Like, I don't know if the audience realizes how white you guys are.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. We're like see-through. That's how white we are.
You're like plaid. You're so white.
Yeah, we're like...
Jodeci on there.
Jodeci. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Jodeci. I forgot about that. Jodeci really busted out on the scene. Yeah, man. God damn. I am old.
That's when music was good.
Oh, everyone says that.
Music don't is be like so your, good
don't
right
be like
now.
Your parents.
I know, yeah. I so like old. Yeah, it's so like
but
old.
But you
people.
Know what, though? Our parents were right, though, because Otis Redding is better than Jodeci.
Otis Redding is one of my favorite performers.
Sam Cooke.
I love Sam Cooke.
I love Sam Cooke.
Otis Redding's The Rhythm and the Blues.
Lenny Williams.
It's one of my favorite records of all time.
Yes.
I have the vinyl hanging on. Like
that's what I'm looking for, actually, the vinyl.
I have it.
Do you?
Yeah. If I find it, I'll send it to you.
There's a... There's a record shop near where my girl lives. We go there every weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look for it every time.
Yeah, Otis Blues is a great fucking record.
Yeah.
Man. They reissued it recently.
Yeah, I saw it on Amazon, but it was out of stock. And I'm like, fuck, man, you know.
But dude, I have more Otis Redding than a white dude should. I love Otis. I named my dog Otis.
Did you?
I did.
Nice.
My dog is named Otis after Otis.
That's Redding. Awesome.
I don't tell that to my fiance though. I'm like, no, it's because he looks like an old guy and has an old guy needs an old guy face. And an old guy
what kind
Otis
of dog?
He's a Boston Terrier. Okay. He's like a 20-pound asshole.
Right.
he thinks he's 80 pounds and will knock you down. He like
he's got Napoleon's
100%
for a dog.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I love Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye and.
Yeah,
Sam Cooke. I can't fucking imagine.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, I love Sam. Love that. Love those guys. What else, Missy? What do you listen to? I'm trying to bring her into the conversation.
I like Hoodie Allen.
So it's all. Have this conversation.
I'm trying to think of current stuff that I really, really like in Hoodie Allen.
Well, I know non-current stuff too.
I don't like classic rock music.
Really,
I like Pink Floyd.
Okay, that's
about
rock.
It.
And why don't you like it?
It's just not really my thing.
I don't think you really have ever actually sat down
like
and gave
Beatles.
It a try.
Well, I like Pink Floyd.
You better like the Beatles, or you shouldn't live in this country.
I don't like
Led Zeppelin.
Well, Led Zeppelin, actually, funny enough, like I love Led Zeppelin. I think they write thunderous rock songs. I think John Bonham is a great drummer, and Jimmy Page is awesome. But Led Zeppelin over the years has been sued for plagiarism.
Like constantly.
Oh, yeah. Stairway to Heaven was a ripoff.
Google it. Half their first album was all written by, like, was it Lightning Hopkins or Howlin' Wolf?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like one song by them really a lot.
Really a lot?
Yeah.
Really?
Jamaica?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song.
Jermaker.
That's a good
song. Or Dire Maker.
Dire Maker.
It's a dance song. I like it.
I've been to Jamaica.
Jamaica.
They got great weed in Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Didn't they turn down this big, crazy offer to reunite for a tour?
Yeah, there was some like... Well, they
something
did
like
a brief reunion over in the UK for like Ahmet Erdogan's...
Huh?
Ahmet Erdogan, who founded Atlantic Records.
Okay.
You ever seen the Ray Charles movie with Jamie Foxx?
Yeah. Ray?
Cadillac Records?
No. That's the one. That's Chess Records with Adrian
Chess
Brody.
Records,
that's Chess Records
it.
With Adrian
okay.
Brody. It
Cadillac
was called
Records.
That's with Beyonce, right?
Adrian Brody, Beyonce played Etta James. Good movie about music,
okay,
but not the one
not
we're
what we're
about.
Talking about.
Empire?
Empire! Yo! That movie's the shit.
That show?
Empire
no,
Records.
I'm talking about the show.
Oh, no.
No,
movie,
the
Empire
show.
Records.
I was making fun of her. Empire, the show?
No.
Yeah, Empire Records was good.
Empire, it's 20 years old.
High Fidelity.
It's going to be 20 years old.
I know. Show. It is going to be 20.
There's a record store in New York called Rough Trade.
That's going to fucking change to it. I saw.
Rough Trade is a UK record store. Then they're also a record label, but then they opened up a U.S. version maybe a year and a half ago, and they're actually, for the anniversary of Empire Records, they're turning into Empire Records.
I know, that's going to be bad.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
I'm going to go in there and just scream.
As long as Steven...
Fuck them in.
Yeah, show your tits.
Warren Beatty.
Damn them in.
Yeah, damn them in.
Damn them in.
So you don't like classic rock? I'm surprised by that.
No, I don't like classic rock really at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Favorite band of all time is Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hands down.
Band.
Hands down, definitely Nirvana.
And going back to my favorite band, the Pixies, Kurt Cobain is on record saying Nirvana was just trying to be a Pixies cover
band.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
He's absolutely said that.
Oh my God, I love the Pixies. Yeah. Pixies are badass.
Frank
I saw
Black.
Them at Electric Factory a couple years ago.
Yeah, when the reunion show that hasn't ended since they reunited.
I know.
They've been reunited longer than they were an actual band.
They were great, though. Yeah. He didn't fucking talk to the crowd at all.
No,
he was so angry at Philly.
Well, Kim rejoined the band and left the band recently, and I saw them with Kim when that first run, and like it was like 2.5 hours of like every song. I was like,
oh my god,
oh my god, oh my god! Like, are you guys familiar with the Pixies at all?
Yeah. Where Is My Mind is my favorite
great
song.
Great song.
It's my favorite track out of all their songs.
Doolittle, fantastic record.
What's the other one I really like?
Trompe Le Monde is another good record of theirs. They're all great.
But I do like the Pixies. I'm not like hardcore like you are, but I do like them a lot.
Yeah, they're a great band.
They're like the... They opened the gate for a lot of the shit that I like today.
Well, they're kind of like the grandfathers of all time of rock.
Yeah,
like they were kind of like that, like late 80s, early 90s,
right,
before everything, all that shit hit. Even though it hit on a different coast.
Right.
They kind of were like one of those bands. And they were not together long. And it was a tumultuous relationship the entire time. Like, the story is Frank Black broke up the band via fax. That's the story. I don't know how true that is, but that's the story. But
did it have a cover letter?
I like Mud Honey too.
Mud Honey's great. Yeah, Touch so Me, I'm like Sick.
Yeah, Mud Honey.
Love that.
Yeah, that's such a good fucking
Super
song.
Superfuzz Big Muff. That's a great
so
record.
Bad,
Big Muff.
Big Muff.
That's the name of the record. Now we're talking.
Do you want to hear a story about Mud Honey?
Sure.
Okay.
That's
so,
why we're here. We're here to tell stories.
I went to Washington, D.C. to see them.
Okay.
And we left really early and like kind of just spent the whole day down there. We couldn't find the venue at all. It was this basement venue, but we couldn't find it. We're like, let's just find it. Go to a bar that's going to be near it so we know where it is. And we're looking, and my friend is like, it should be like right here. It should be right here. And I was like, do you think it's like right there where Mudhoney's standing out front of? And they were like, oh, shit. So we went over and talked to them. Then we went and had pizza with them. Totally awesome. They gave me a poster, signed it. It was that's badass.
Good. Yeah, I love
good
hearing
guys,
stories
man.
Like that. That's just great bands.
They're just, awesome. They were just cool. And I was like, I was intimidated to talk to them just because I love them so much. Yeah. So I was just like, hi, I'm going to sound like an idiot, but whatever. They seemed to enjoy it. They might have thought I was retarded and just were playing along.
No.
They were nice, though.
What about punk rock? Do you like punk rock? I'm a big punk rock fan.
I like some punk rock. I don't like, I like how, I guess when it got into the 90s and it got like, into the subgenres of punk rock.
Like pop punk.
Like pop punk. I love emo.
Now, do you like emo like Sunny Day Real Estate emo? Or
no,
emo like Snoopy haircuts? I'm from Florida.
I like Brand New, Taking Back Sunday. Brand New would be one of my favorite bands.
That band, I think, every 5 years they come out of retirement.
I know.
To put up a show out in Long Island, sell it out in minutes.
Dude, I just saw them at The Man last summer. It was awesome. It was great.
They're a great band.
But then I... You know, they're going to tour again this summer.
They're
like,
always threatening to tour.
Well, they're on like Bonnaroo or Coachella. They're on one of them. But I was like with Circa. I like Circa Survive.
Circa Survive's great.
Yeah. They're from this area, which you probably know. They're from Philly. Mm-hmm. Well, Abington area, I guess. They're badass.
They're
so
great.
I like that.
Yeah. In New Brunswick, where I went to college, there's a great like post-hardcore scene like where like the Bouncing Souls were coming up and Lifetime was right before that. I was around for when Thursday hit. And
I love Thursday.
The company I work for, I'm not mentioning them by name. I don't know if I should or not. But I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Maybe they want to hear me cursing on the podcast. I have no
idea.
There you
go.
So,
yeah,
but they, for a while, they actually managed Thursday.
Oh,
they
cool.
Managed, we had a management wing for a little bit, managed a couple metal bands. Another band, it was an offshoot of Thursday. Well, actually, they weren't an offshoot, but like they were like the Thursday guys found them and called Murder by Death from Bloomington, Illinois. Like this crazy, like I don't even know how to describe it other than it's like awesome. It's like rock with like cello and just
fucking
yeah,
a,
yeah,
that's
it's
cool.
Pretty fucking ridiculous. They used to be a band called Little Joe Gould, and now they're called Murder by Death. They're great fucking rock.
Fucking
band.
Yeah. There's this a venue that opened up in Philly that caters more to like obscure acts, which is awesome because they're constantly. That's how I saw Thursday.
Yeah. Great band. Great guys.
Dude, they were great.
Yeah. Those guys, they were awesome. And what I loved about them was how like just kind of groundbreaking new they were to that style.
But
absolutely. There's so many copycats that were just terrible that spawned from them. Like it was unfortunate how they got lumped into the scene that they were just clearly just better than. But you know they broke up a couple years back. And Thrice was another great band.
I love Thrice. I got to go to their last show in Philly.
Yeah, it's another great
and
band.
That was so good. Yeah. Oh my god, Thrice is great. They have a song, and like, it's one of those songs that every time I listen to it, I just like contemplate my whole entire life.
Oh boy!
And it's such a good fucking song. I can't remember the name of it. Actually,
they had a
right
song
now.
On one of the Madden soundtracks.
Yes, they did. That was when they jumped.
It's probably not this one.
they had a really good. There was this great like label out on the West Coast called Hopeless / Sub City. They put out a lot of like small punk and stuff. And Thrice's first record was on that. It was great. Like it was just angry. It was just
Thrice
an angry
is so
record.
Good.
Yeah, that are great too. And they got they and Thursday were kind of like neck and neck for a while as far as like touring and performing. They were just a great band.
Thrice should have never taken a break or broken up or whatever.
Listen, sometimes the politics of being a band and the business of being a band are no longer financially viable and stuff like that. And bands break up, and the era of Napster has made it very tough and difficult for bands to make
any money.
It's unfortunate.
I know, it does. It sucks.
Well, the money's in the touring nowadays. It's not even in
the sales. Yeah, but touring is like a grind, dude.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
it is a grind.
You know, if you want to make money, that's the best way to do it nowadays.
I don't even know how much bands can make on the road. Like, I mean, every day there's a think piece written by someone in some sort of digital news piece.
You know, though, if you look at the top 10 grossing bands every year, it looks like they make a pretty decent living.
Yeah, but it's always like the Rolling Stones and Dave Matthews Band.
But you're talking about
acts that have established fan bases over the course of generations.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You're talking about people that really did put in the work.
Yeah, so it's
only fair that they get top
but
billing.
But
they also
peaked long before the era of Napster. Long before. Yeah. The era of like a single on the radio being played will break you. And
well, let me ask you this. Would you say that Foo Fighters peaked before the era of Napster?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 95.
They
came out in 94.
Yeah, but their first single was awesome.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't jump to where they are now.
But they established a fan base, and obviously there's a little bit of a built-in one because of Dave Grohl's previous band.
Right, sure.
And to a degree, the bassist in the Foo Fighters used to be in this great band called Sunday Real Estate. Yep. You guys never heard those guys, mm-hmm. band too. So they had a little bit of a built-in audience that the kind of people followed them. But yeah, definitely broke before the era. I mean, they're huge, awesome. Dave Grohl, super nice dude. Chris Shiflett, guitarist, super nice dude.
Dave Grohl touched my hand.
Oh, yeah?
Dave Grohl.
Those dudes are super. Again,
Dave Grohl's like my musical hero.
Again, going back to like the bigger they are, they're usually the nicer the dudes they are. Like I met him very briefly one time, and he was a super nice dude.
That's so cool.
And Chris Shiflett, the guitarist, was a super nice dude. And like I also just like he two things that he did that like made me thoroughly respect him: the Sound City documentary.
That was awesome.
Love that documentary.
I own it. That was great. Yeah.
And the documentary you just did for the new record.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even though it was a 100% marketing ploy to sell his new record, it was just fucking awesome.
It really was a marketing ploy because this – and I'm not saying the record's bad. It's not. But out of everything they've ever put out, this is by far my least favorite one.
Okay.
This newest one.
Yeah.
But
Sonic Highways.
But the documentary definitely helped me buying it. Well, I mean, I would have got it anyway. It's the Foo Fighters. I mean, they're like my top three, you know. So, but yeah, out of all the stuff they've ever put out, this is definitely my least favorite.
Yeah, I've seen them play live a few times, and watching them, you're like, oh wow, we have so few rock stars left on this planet.
Yep.
He's such a rock star.
He's a rock star.
Absolutely.
He is a rock star.
By far.
Yeah.
There are not many rock stars left walking this planet, and he is absolutely
He's such a badass.
No. Yeah, I love when he collaborates with other people, man. It's so great to watch him on like Paul McCartney or, you know, the guitarist from Cheap Trick in the documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that was so great.
Even the Zac Brown shit.
Well, yeah, I'm not a Zac Brown fan at all.
And Dave's like, he's a total badass, and here's why. Zac Brown's a badass.
But when they work together, though, it's like, wow, I could see, like, you know, you kind of see them riff off each other. You know what I mean? It's kind of nice.
There's
a
mutual admiration amongst musicians.
Yeah.
They all speak a common language, and that's music.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Really?
It's like, you know, it doesn't matter what your dialect is, like, music is a commonality to it, so. I wish I knew more about music as far as like how to write and perform.
I took saxophone
lessons in sixth grade. That was
my brother did that too.
That's how close I flew to the sun, gentlemen.
Yeah, nerd. I'm surprised you never like picked up a guitar and started.
I played bass in a shitty cover band in high school.
That was about it. What was it? What'd you cover? Just anything?
Just anything that was popular at the time. Like, we changed our name like every
really?
Performance. Like it was the nothing worth
the doing. Immigrant Bastards.
No, that wasn't one of them, but it's a good one.
You guys play Study Hall?
We actually put on Battle of the Bands just so we could perform.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
We did that at our high school.
Yeah.
Did a couple of those.
That's
we were
funny.
Fucking terrible. Like horrendous. Like awful.
Right.
Like no business any of us being on stage. Actually, guitarist was pretty good, and I actually lost touch with that guy. But
he was like your best friend in high school,
wasn't
he?
Yeah, we were pretty good friends too. I haven't talked to him in years.
Really?
Yeah, I don't talk to anyone anymore.
Mm. Well, I mean,
why? I got Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
All I've ever really to know is like a printout. Like, all right, this person's dead. This person's got three kids. This person's living here. It's like, oh, I got it. Like,
right.
it's eliminated the need.
I don't know if you noticed, my brother lives off the grid. Like, he's anti-social
media.
People
are total assholes.
He's anti-social.
He's anti-technology.
Jerry, you are a technology asshole. If my dad can send me messages on Facebook, you know how upset Jerry's he was? Not on Facebook.
Do you know how upset he was to get? He had to get a smartphone when he like first got his. He was so upset. He was like, "It's like, why can't I just keep
because
the flip phone?"
The networks that make flip phones don't exist anymore. Right, like. Right.
What the fuck
is my girl was like that for a while. She had a flip phone up until very, very recently. She got an iPhone. She loves it. You know?
Yeah, when I met my girl, she had a Sidekick. I was like, get the fuck out of here. What is it, a chalk eraser? What is that? Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Sidekick. Sidekick.
Is Jerry really that? There's a phone. I see the phone flashing.
Oh, he's not that bad with technology.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's clearly on something.
Quick with his thumbs.
Oh, he said, I remember that Battle of the Bands. He said it was like the musical 9/11.
It was. I'm not going to lie. It absolutely was. It was terrible. We were so bad and so young and full of confidence. Like, way more confidence than we should have had how shitty we were. It's like our parents never told us, no, you stink. Like, they said, no, it's a good idea.
My brother said that was the day music died.
It was. 1995 or 96, probably, yeah. It definitely was. We were so bad.
Battle of the Bands.
So bad. So bad. And then we went to one like outside of the school to like some place in, I forget where it was. It was like some VFW hall somewhere. And like everyone there was like adults. Right. And like even at like 16, 17, I was like, wow, these people are way too old to be rock stars, like want to be rock stars.
Right, right.
I just felt bad for everyone.
Right. You pitied them.
Yeah. And that was the same time when Killing Me Softly, the Lauryn Hill version, the Fugees version was out. And it was a mix. It was like rock bands and hip hop acts and singers. And I shit you not, every woman who was like a solo R&B singer sang Killing Me Softly. Everyone. And there was like the organized not compare notes about like who's playing what. It was so bad. Like, everyone was like, I'm like, oh, fuck you. Yeah. It was so bad.
Next up, Latrina Johnson singing Killing Me Softly.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. And there wasn't a good one amongst them. It was like, it was like, and then someone got crowned like, you know, King of Shit Mountain. Like, it was just, like no one was good. And you know, we just for some reason thought it was a fantastic idea. So bad.
How'd you guys break up?
Oh my god. I don't even know. We
it was the lead singer. It's always the lead singer.
Yeah. One of us touched a
look
boob.
At 3 days grace.
We got other interests.
One of us touched a boob. Somebody got some roadie pussy.
Yeah, yeah,
it's over.
Just realized that like girls are awesome. Yeah. I don't know. Like
you guys played so many gigs just to touch a breast.
We're like, oh my god, this is way better than this other thing that I got to spend hours learning about.
Fuck music.
You know, it's funny. You say that as a joke. It's so fucking true. Like, true. I quit football after I got my first piece of pussy.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I'm done playing football.
Yeah, I'm done.
I like this other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is true. It fucks up your whole universe, mm-hmm. man. You just don't know your priorities anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes pussy. It's like all roads point there, you know? Whatever you do. And we were talking about this a couple months ago, remember? Because you were shocked by it.
I was.
So everything men do is for pussy?
Yeah, I was so shocked.
Are you naive?
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with about being naive.
Well, I mean, I just don't think you viewed it.
I just didn't realize men were that weak.
What? No.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
men can do a lot of strong
things. I'm surprised.
Of, like, women.
How are you not? How do you? I mean, you being an avid fan of the vagina yourself.
Yeah, I don't.
How do you not know that?
Because I don't. I am always
because
made.
She has one herself.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is.
Like,
vagina.
I'm always made. I won't pretend to be somebody else. Just to get pussy.
It's not pretending to be someone else. It's like, oh, if I work,
you imagine?
If I work hard and I get a good paying job that I have these material things, I can then have the women.
Most
that
guys
I want.
Do pretend
so
to be
insane.
Somebody else. You know, they'll put
I
on
know.
An accent.
You guys blew my mind away by it. I was like,
well,
fuck.
It's like I have a bunch of friends that are like similar in age to me. And they're like, oh, I just wanted like a really nice successful guy. I'm like, the successful guy's not going to go for you. He's going after the 20-year-old because
right,
he can get them.
Right, right, exactly.
True
yeah.
statement.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I didn't realize we lived in such a
material
world.
Oh, come on.
They
and
like
I'm,
no,
and I'm
they
a
totally
girl.
Totally fucking opened my eyes.
Like rearrange your brain?
No,
and
I mean
that's crazy.
Well, I'm like recently single, so they were like kind of giving me tips and I was just like, fuck.
Well, the only tip you need to know is that you're a woman and you can really just kind of almost get any dude you want.
But we were just giving her the tip.
Work for Walk Robert Kelly's everything. First comedy album.
That's true. Yeah. Just the tip.
Yeah. Walk into everything.
Yeah.
Have you tried like Tinder or anything?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, on and off with Tinder.
Have you had any success with people swiping right?
Yeah, I mean, that's all dudes do.
They swipe right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know because I have a fiance.
You sound like you know.
I'm very educated on this, actually.
Listen, Tinder?
I will unlock my phone and show you that there's no Tinder on there.
I believe you.
But,
yeah, I got 314 messages.
What's that
one
throwaway
night.
Phone for?
For burner. It's the wire up in here.
I want something deep and meaningful.
And you're looking for that on Tinder? What the fuck?
So you want a black
guy? I'm old. I'm just trying to find something.
Well. How long you're on Tinder? You have 300 and something people offering to have sex with you?
Yeah, some are straight terrible? Up like fuck me, like shit.
That's what Tinder's for.
Nah, man, I'm not like that.
Then why are you on Tinder?
Yeah, you should be on like JDate or something.
eHarmony or Match.com or Farmers Only.
Well, at least you're
Christian Mingle.
Yeah, go on JDate. At least you meet a guy with money.
No, not doing that. I'm going to meet somebody the old-fashioned way.
Oh, prostitution. Good call.
God damn, I'm just like walking into a month of right tonight.
Zing,
no, I'm gonna meet someone in real life, and that's
well yeah,
happen.
Where else are you gonna meet?
Well, I mean, how long have you been single?
I feel like forever. I don't know. It's been a while.
All right. Well, Missy clearly can't tell judge time.
I don't know.
She's
man.
Horrible with time.
How long has she been?
A year.
Okay.
Ish. Maybe 6 months.
And why didn't the other relationships work out?
Because, man, they just didn't. I was in a relationship
so no
for a
self-evaluation
really,
of these things.
I was in a relationship for a really, really long time.
Okay.
And then it didn't work out.
Okay.
And then I was in...
Did you want to go to the next level and he not, or vice versa?
I
just hijacked your show, by the way.
Yeah. I guess it would be vice versa. Like, I have commitment issues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you just want to meet a nice man. To take care of you.
I don't want anyone to take care of me. Like this
no,
is
she
what
definitely
I was,
doesn't want that.
Yeah, okay. This is what I was saying to them. Like I was okay. Like, I'm like so out in left field because I haven't really.
So you don't want
so,
you, so you just kind of looking for like you know
a companion,
a friend with benefits.
She's looking panub.
Well, no, because a friend with benefits implies that
you have
they,
sex.
No, that they can have sex with whoever they want.
No, so
I would like to
Patrick's.
Only have sex with one person and that person only have sex with me.
So you want something exclusive
yeah.
And monogamous.
Monogamy is important to me.
Monogamy is important to
yeah.
You. But you don't want to take it to the next level?
No.
And you want him to pay for everything?
No.
Oh, no, she never said that.
No, I'm not like that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just trying to okay. I'm trying to get the vibe of who is
I
Missy.
I do. I'm a feminist.
What makes fun size?
I'm a feminist.
Pick? I'm a feminist. Which I which I feel like you will understand what a feminist is.
Yes.
They do not.
Well, the modern definition of feminism has been kind of hijacked over the years.
Yes. Yeah.
But the feminist way just means equal for men and women.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you hate men.
See?
Drop your pants.
See, the problem was you stopped talking long enough for them to drop a sound bite in there.
That's so perfect. So I want like a companion to walk through life with.
Okay.
That's not going to like try and tell me what to do or try and control me in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Either monetarily or fucking with...
You're a peacock and you got to fly.
Dude. High five right now.
Oh, you went from the
virtual man. High five. You have no
My
idea.
Girl, she doesn't know where I got it from.
I don't. Oh, I do know. You got it from the fucking movie, The Other Guys, right?
Yeah. By the way, underrated movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I love
that
movie.
So great.
Yeah.
So
that
great.
Is a good
Little
story.
River Band.
Yeah. So great.
So that's what I want, and okay. I haven't really been like... I don't know. Tinder is such a weird concept.
Tinder's the
to
wrong
make.
Place to meet someone.
Yeah.
Tinder's just for hookups and sex.
Yeah,
I don't want
it's the wrong
that
place.
Right
you
now,
need like an eHarmony. Or what's the one where you got to... There are certain ones
I would like to not do any of that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you're not going to meet guys at bars.
Why not?
Because who hangs out at bars?
I mean, I do.
Well, you're a whore. No. He's right, though. You're not going to meet
the
man of your dreams
at a bar.
Yeah. Because the guys are not there to meet the woman of their dreams. They're there to meet a one-night stand or some piece
of
pussy.
Aren't they just there to socialize like me?
No. What world no, you are naive.
Dude, It's uneducated.
Listen.
I'm not naive to this.
If a guy could sit on his couch in his boxers.
Which they do.
With a pizza in his hand and women would come to him.
Isn't that
absolutely
that's
would.
Tinder.
Stop.
But since
I almost came.
But since they can't, they put pants on and go out to the world
exactly.
and right. try to earn money and right. go to bars.
Right.
Yeah, but like I don't see somebody just wanting to have sex with me and never talk to me again.
Oh my god.
That's like the dream situation.
Yeah, Jesus.
Listen, you're probably overthinking a man. You need three things to make a man happy. Make him a sandwich, play with his wiener, then leave him the fuck alone. Like, that's literally all it takes.
Feed his fuckus and shut the fuck up.
There you go. There you go.
I have done that my whole entire life, and I have been extremely unsuccessful.
Then you're probably doing it the wrong man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that might be it.
Well, there's a point where it's like, are you familiar with the definition of madness is?
Yeah.
Just doing the same thing over and over again.
I am
a different
the fucking,
result.
That, I sh- my face should be right next to that.
Well, it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
So
I'm
clearly going to bars isn't working for you, so she
exactly.
goes somewhere else.
Well, I mean, I feel like I've been meeting some
go to
people,
like, you know,
but
cooking
I don't
classes
like
or something.
Cooking classes?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll make a better sandwich. The next guy won't make
it. Sharpen your man-keeping skills.
Listen, I...
No, I meant cooking like learning how to cook, and there's people there that are obviously interested. Have
but I already
interests.
Know how to cook. I like
No.
Yeah. Whoa.
SpaghettiOs and fucking
Gushers.
And Gushers don't count.
Are you Bobby Flay?
I am so obsessed with Bobby Flay.
But
that's not what he is.
Yeah, I'm the female Bobby Flay. How about
that? Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, I'm Bobby
Fuck
Flay.
Off.
I'm Bobby Flay. Right. How
fucking
about
cunt.
That?
Again, the fatal mistake you made was pausing long enough to breathe for there to be a gap in
how
the
How are audio. Your cooking skills? How would you rate your cooking skills on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
So really? So if I said, make me chicken parm, you could do it no problem.
Absolutely.
What about a souffle?
Probably not.
There you go.
Well, yeah. You're not a 10.
It's not a 10.
You are not Bobby Flay.
I can't get the eggs things down.
You are not Bobby Flay.
Yeah,
then.
I'm not, but I want to be.
Okay, then take a cooking class where they teach souffles and meet
a man, I don't
want to
meet a guy that likes to cook. I like
because
to go.
Did you hear what, you know what that means? I don't want a fat guy.
He doesn't like fat guys.
Listen,
yeah, but if he could cook,
I like, no, I don't need someone to feed me. I could feed myself.
Gushers and spaghetti.
Fucking right. I'm fine.
So a guy who likes to cook is a deal breaker for you? Oh, no, he likes to cook. I can't date him.
He likes to cook.
That's strange.
Yeah.
No,
like
it's not a deal breaker. But I'm not going to go out of my way to take a cooking class to meet a guy that likes to cook.
Well, maybe look at it from the point of view of meeting different people that aren't in a bar.
I want to meet more people that are more like me.
Okay.
And I don't want...
But
like,
that's not a...
Go to kindergarten.
And I don't want to meet somebody outside of the realm like that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to meet those types of people, because those types of people usually have aluminum on their head to keep their transmissions that you're sending out in the world.
Yeah, he's
from
right.
Getting to them.
He's right.
That's okay.
Drunk, stupid is no way to go through life.
It's not.
I can still find somebody.
All right.
I want to find somebody that has similar interests as me. I don't want to go out.
Well then,
and do something out of characteristic.
But you're not
going to
get what you
meet somebody that I don't really like.
You're not.
So where have you tried to meet people?
Bars.
Is it just bars?
I mean, I go to bars. I go to shows a lot.
Is it like Kings of Leon message boards?
No. Listen, I don't meet people online.
That was a legit question.
No.
I don't know why you were laughing, Mark.
I don't know, man.
That's a funny thing.
Yeah, I don't fucking meet people online. Like, I just don't. Anything internet related just hasn't really happened.
There's no,
for
like,
me.
Social things you can do? Like, intramural sports or...
Man, again, I like to go to shows. I like to drink.
Don't you take dance class? Like,
it's all girls.
It's all girls.
Yeah,
no guys.
I like
doing
to
hip-hop.
Dance. I like to drink. I like to see live music. That's my life.
There's plenty of dudes at live concerts, but probably all on drugs or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not giving yourself many options.
You gotta cast a wider net.
Yeah, she's limiting herself to bars and concerts, and the demographic is under the influence of something.
It's
either alcohol or some sort of drug or both. So
you're
not going to meet a guy and get to know him the right
way.
Yeah,
it's loud.
You're not thinking worldly.
Agreed. I understand that. But I can't find anything else that I like to do that is I would meet a guy.
What have you tried?
Nothing really.
All right,
like,
so
yeah.
You can't sit there and speak.
Like, I guess just like mutual friends and things like that.
Go to an AA meeting.
No.
Hi, I'm Missy. Well,
I do not need any more broken people.
One thing I found as you get older, your social circles get smaller and smaller unless
that's
you
true.
Do things that cast a wider net. So as you get older, it's not going to get any better.
I don't even fit in my own circle anymore.
You think
barely.
I
have to squeeze it.
I think I may die later, so that'll happen. But, I mean, I don't know.
I think you meet them through a friend, like you friend of a friend.
Yeah,
that's how you realize.
That's what I'm kind of looking for.
But those friends get married. Those friends start to have kids. Their friends become other friends with kids or other married couples
right.
or work coworkers.
You're,
they know less and less single people, so your
right.
social circles get smaller.
You dry up.
And the kids thing, I'm not about that life.
That's fine. But your friend, if you're looking for your friends to introduce you to someone, your social circle is
But see, that's the thing, though. Your friends are – your friends, they don't have like the gateways for you to meet the people you're looking to meet either because they seem like they're all pretty much on your level. Like they're trying to meet people too, aren't they? You know what I'm saying? So it's like more, it's a competition, really. It's
nah,
not,
you know, we all are
not, I don't mean you guys are competing against each other. I'm saying if you have some single friends, well, then you're all kind of looking for somebody.
Yeah.
So why would she introduce a guy to you if she thinks she could take a shot?
Because we all have different types. Well, okay. I'm the only one that doesn't have a type. Everybody else does.
See, I think you do because you've eliminated
you just
kind of
describe your type.
You've eliminated
the rocker type who's kind of eccentric.
Yeah, you have a type.
No.
Well, here's the way I look at my friends. I love my circle of friends, and the reason I love them is because every one of them is different and does something different for me.
Fucking A.
I have the one friend that can do this and is awesome at that. I have the one friend that's awesome at this. And like that's how I kind of build my circle of friends.
Do you know how I build my circle of friends?
Blindfolded with darts.
Do you attract them with gushers?
No. If I can learn...
A trail of SpaghettiOs.
If I learn stuff from them, I keep them.
I do too.
Because I always learn more and more.
Absolutely. Because like that's kind of how it is. You're always kind of like
testing. Yeah, you want to... Broaden your like way of
you want to expand your social circle and broaden your horizons.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it by like playing sports.
But you just want to do it by hanging out in a bar.
Yeah,
and expecting the same.
See,
result.
You're way too limiting.
You're
limiting
kind of
on
yourself.
Yeah,
too.
You are.
Why?
Because you say
it's
you want to be broad and learn.
Yeah.
And
no, no,
this,
I do.
But you only want to go to music shows and the bars to meet all these people.
Yeah.
No, I'm.
And you're not going to meet those people.
Let
at
me
bars.
Finish.
Okay.
All right.
Can I finish?
What I'm saying is that I want more of broadening my circle more in those aspects. So, like the sports thing and the cooking thing is too far. Off the beaten
path. It's out of your comfort zone.
I need closer to what I'm telling you that I've
been
doing.
Yeah, but outside of your comfort zone is where all the cool shit happens, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
I
you're just, you limit yourself to concerts and bars. That's your comfort zone.
This whole conversation started because I'm asking what's the next step from them?
Well,
you guys
okay,
are going off to this
okay,
whole
hold on
other
a second.
Level, man.
You love reading.
Yeah.
Join a book club.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that'll be all chicks, so...
Well, you never know.
No, there'll be the one smart guy in there that joined to meet girls.
Right. No, go to Barnes & Noble, see if they have like a book club going like certain nights of the week. And you go there, you could just walk in and see who's part of it. And if you don't like what you see, you walk the fuck out. That's one way to look at it, one way to tackle it. That's an option.
Is that real?
Yeah,
that
it's
really
real.
Happened?
Sure.
I had no idea.
There are many niches.
When I get roofies, where do you think I go?
Especially in the era, the rise of the internet, there's so many niches on this planet. That, like the freaks in Scandinavia meet the freaks in Australia, and they all become like freaks online together. So
did you see the guy made a dating website for himself?
No.
I'm not even joking. It's real.
Probably not the one you're talking about, but I've definitely seen something
It's on the Huffington Post. If you look it up there and just type it in, guy makes dating website for himself.
Uh-huh.
There's like a long fucking two-page article, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
This guy made his own like search engine for all by his criteria, and like everything it gets like funneled into his.
That's funny.
Yeah,
no way.
It's all for him.
Oh, shit.
I mean, hey, kudos. You know, you took your knowledge.
Wasn't he a little racist about it? He said no black chicks or something.
Well, whatever,
like
dude. Everyone's got their, you know. So
that's just a preference.
It doesn't make you racist.
There's a look for every pot.
I know that.
Yeah, it doesn't make you racist. I mean, you know, some people don't like dark chocolate.
Chris has got that sinister laugh like he's got some dirt that he wants to share. Like, if you only knew.
Yeah. Wait for it. Just wait for it.
Chris had Serena Williams.
Yeah.
I heard this story.
Yeah, $200 for a fucking blowjob.
That you can't even remember.
No.
I thought it was 300.
No, he's no, 200.
200.
Yeah,
200.
Listen, listen. It's 200 hours for a story you'll be able to tell the rest of your goddamn life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Worth it. You know what I mean? It is a good story.
Sometimes you got to buy experiences. We can't buy things.
Do you really want to pay 200 hours to be shamed?
Listen, how long ago did this happen?
Last year.
Okay, we're still talking about a year later. 10 years, we're still going to be talking about
yeah,
this
it's
shit.
True.
No, that's
true.
That's well worth 200
well hours. After this podcast dries up, we're going to be talking about it. Yeah, miss, I mean, you got, you know, there's...
I know the cooking and like
no,
the...
that's fine. Right, forget the cooking.
Listen, listen,
yeah, we're past that.
On the cooking. We're talking about just doing things outside of your comfort zone.
I'm down with that because I'm open to new shit, but I don't want to meet somebody that's
not
so...
Anal.
No anal. I got a virgin ass that's staying in the but I don't want to meet someone... I feel like I've dated a lot of people that are very different from me, and okay. I feel like I need to find somebody more similar to who I am.
I don't think you're going to really find that.
Why?
You're unique.
Yeah, you
but
are.
But I mean more
that's
similar
being nice.
To me then.
You're a snowflake.
More similar? I don't know. I mean,
I don't
maybe
think,
start dating I
think,
monkeys.
I don't think you're looking for... You shouldn't look for someone who's exactly like you.
Not
look
exactly.
For someone who completes parts of you that you don't that you aren't strong in. Like that's how I kind of view it too. It's like I'm
such
weak.
As
I'm weak in this, but like, you know, my girl's really good in that. You know, and like
okay.
She kinda helps me balance out. Like, you know, when I have a meltdown, she's usually cool and vice versa. When she's having a meltdown, I'm usually pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, like
that compliment is way
right.
More going the distance than like
he's
this
right.
Guy's exactly like me. This
no,
guy,
I don't want somebody exactly like
no,
me because
no.
I'm insane.
Yeah.
But
so.
See that's the thing though. You would probably be better off with someone who's sane. Someone will balance you out. If you yeah. Now
I did that. It didn't work.
Who? You talking about... No.
JC?
No. He's not fucking sane. He's weird. He's not fucking sane.
I felt
you
like he was very rational.
No. Okay. No. You can't be 30-something years old, have your first piece of pussy, and call that person sane.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you do flower to dude in 30-something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not yeah. Sane. That's maybe compared to what you were used to.
Did he just
yeah.
Never get around to it?
busy.
I was busy. I was like, yeah. Like if he was like creating like Facebook or something, I'm like, okay, I get it. The guy's doing something.
He's based down in
yeah, yeah. It's like you're staring at lines of color.
He's crunching algorithms.
Yeah,
leave him alone.
Yeah, I'm making the world a better place. But if he's, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
How was Steve Jobs?
Yeah, you flowered Steve Jobs. Huh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Steve Jobs got hand jobs, blow jobs,
all the jobs.
No, but honestly, somebody sane, meaning like someone who's actually sane, like more of the normal. I guess you could say normal person, someone who doesn't have the same issues you have. Someone
or at least
who,
not in the same spot. Like if you flip
yes.
Out about certain things, they should be able to not flip out.
I agree with that.
That's
right.
What I'm
yeah.
Saying.
That's
you need to find
yeah.
Your compliment, not your scene.
Yep. He's right.
You need to find someone to balance you out.
Right.
Listen, I solved you in a 2-hour podcast.
Right.
We cracked you open.
And honestly,
dude,
from the.
You didn't even scratch the
I
surface.
I know. Yeah. I've listened to this podcast.
If I heard a woman, if one more woman says that to me, you even scratch the surface. No. No, seriously though, in what you're looking for, or at least what we think you would be best suited for, you're not going to find them in that mode where is your comfort zone, the bars, the concerts, so much. It's going to be really difficult to find it in those, you know, atmospheres. Venturing out would be your best course
yeah,
of action.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
But you just have to research, see what's
yeah.
Out there for you to try. So maybe there's something out there you'd want to try. You know, you don't
that's
have
what
to
I
be,
do.
You don't have to, like, you know, say, no, I don't want to take cooking class. It's not about cooking class. It doesn't have to be a cooking class. It could be anything.
Could be a cleaning class.
Could be a cleaning
class. I can clean like a motherfucker.
Get started, bitch.
I don't vacuum.
So
I need somebody
like,
that likes to vacuum.
It sounds like you don't need anyone because you can do everything like a motherfucker. You're the Bobby Flay of cooking. You're the Michael Jordan of cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You just,
right.
So why are you even looking for someone?
She's the boss.
Yeah.
I want a companion to share a life with.
Okay.
That's
a good goal.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
I
that goal.
So.
And if you don't want to give up going to bars, why don't you go to nicer bars?
Yeah.
I did. I started doing that.
Yeah, like martini and upscale cocktails where you actually got to get dressed up and not wear
right.
That.
Yeah, I did that last night and I met the weirdest dude.
Okay.
Well, then then that didn't work. You got to scrub
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right.
One and done. Just
yeah, so I was
give
like,
up.
I'm
really
leaving
up.
There.
Yeah.
No, I'll never give up. I don't know.
No, you'll You'll find someone eventually.
I'm so glad my appearance on this podcast got like a classic, like, what's Missy going on in Missy's head moment.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, this is a reoccurring theme.
Well, I know. That's why I'm glad
you have to see it up close.
But he actually got a nice taste of it, though, because you were actually able to give her some feedback. It's actually good to hear an outside opinion.
There you go.
From the same three people you see every Thursday.
Yeah.
And what, honestly, what he said makes total fucking sense. It's nothing different than what I was thinking.
The first time I was right today. I'm only right once a day.
There's nothing he said that wasn't anything I was thinking already. I mean, he's right. You do need someone that compliments, you know, you and who will pick you up when you're down in certain areas and vice versa.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, like, what are you really good at?
Spelling. Everything. Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Words are good.
Words are
These words are hard as shit.
I don't know. I don't know. What does that mean?
What are you good at?
I'm good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but like, what are you like are awesome at that you love doing? Like, when you go home, besides putting on music, what are you good at? That's where you start.
She could drink pretty well for a girl.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Well, you have Beth. You're good at stuff.
Yeah. I think so.
All right. So what are you good at?
I'm good at a lot of things. I'm good at cooking. I'm good at cleaning.
Okay.
I'm good at...
Well, you're a woman. You should be good at those two things.
I'm not good at vacuuming. I'm not good at vacuuming.
We're not talking about your con list.
No.
And she has great confidence in her pussy.
I'm good at girly stuff, like doing my hair and doing my makeup.
Okay.
Okay, but that doesn't really...
Well, you're asking me what I'm good at. These are the things that are
You say, are you asking her what are you good at that would attract a man?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, what are you good at for two reasons. One, like, if you were to value yourself as you should as a person, you have
here come narcissistic Missy. Comes
you
out.
Have value and worth in some way. What is your value and contribution to society that you could...
These words are hard as shit.
What is your value that all this that can be appealing to the opposite sex or the same sex? Because you're bisexual, correct? Mm. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to do the girl thing, though.
Big ass titties!
Well, then we'll stop having this.
I just feel like that's a complication that I don't need in my life right now.
Okay, well, you've got to figure out what your good assets are, not just physical, that make you approachable and likable to the opposite sex.
I'm outgoing. Okay. I'm a good... I
sense
feel like,
of humor.
Yeah, I think I'm funny.
Right. Most people think they're funny.
I'm hilarious.
No, I don't think I'm hilarious, but I think that I can
I'm
be
not,
witty.
But I think I am.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think that I can hold a conversation with somebody.
Okay.
You can. I'll give you that. Yeah. It may not always be on the same level, but you can.
I like to dance.
So you should
I like
be in
to
a
have
place?
Fun.
Okay.
Like,
so you should be a stripper.
No.
Strippers dance and have conversations with the clients.
I hate you so much.
He's not wrong.
You're really not.
Maybe you should start hanging out at strip clubs at least. Maybe not be a stripper.
No. If you're good at doing coke, that's a trifecta for a stripper.
Oh, shit.
In the past, I should have been a stripper. In the past, I should have definitely been a stripper.
Show me a titty.
It's never too late.
I'm not going to be a 35-year-old
Wait a
stripper.
Second.
Why not?
It gets to a point where it's too late.
Yeah.
Damn
yeah.
it.
Stripping, there's a cutoff.
I was just trying to encourage the girl, okay?
No.
There's no C-section scar or anything. She's good. You're good.
Oh,
go
God.
For it.
You can at least
Hell
do
no.
the afternoon shift.
No way, man.
Yeah. Sunday midday.
My vagina is a national treasure.
Oh,
Jesus.
Replacement squad. You were isolating that soundbite, hopefully.
What?
My vagina is a national treasure.
Oh, I don't have
it. Vagina is a national treasure.
We're good. All right.
Stop acting sure. like your anus is a national treasure.
I don't know. It actually kind of makes me sad talking about it. Is that
Why?
Weird?
Why?
I don't know.
What's sad? What's making you sad? I'm just curious. Like, what aspects of it is?
Because I feel like it's just going to happen. It's not something that I have to force.
You can't force it.
No, understood. But I mean, like, doing all these things with the hope of meeting somebody new.
I feel like
all it's doing is setting me up for disappointment.
Listen, no. That's not how it works. What we're saying is you already know what you like to do, right? And you already do what you like to do.
Yeah.
What we're saying is find other options to make your chances of meeting someone better.
Okay.
You're just making your chances better of meeting someone. We're not saying you got to force it.
You're not going hunting.
Yeah, exactly. No. It's not like that.
That's
not
what
like
Tinder feels like.
Hunting.
You're out to get meat.
You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Right, exactly. It's a meat market. Yeah. Don't say meat.
Want another pretzel?
No.
So are we going for steaks after this?
Yeah, yeah. Right. He knows anybody. No,
I just think you need to maximize what you feel is you are valuable with, and then just kind of put that out to the world.
Yeah. Yeah, put out a product.
Put out a product. Yeah. But, like, you know, like, what is brand missing?
Right, exactly. Like people will see.
That was the worst bullshit I've ever said.
But wait a minute. Hold on a second, though. Brand well, when you buy a
Come
car.
On, none of you guys call me
when you buy a car. Hold on a second. When you buy a car.
You are so
good. You have to.
Thank you. Someone called me on that shit.
Well, wait a minute. When you buy a car, you have to like the way it looks. But you also have to like the way it rides.
Yes.
And you also have to be happy with the interior.
Yeah, of course.
Well, what's different about this?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, she's
not a car.
But
she doesn't weigh 3 tons.
Her tits do. No, but what she should do is she should accent her best attributes.
Yes.
You know? Put them out forward.
Put the best part about you.
Yeah, and I'm not talking, again, I'm not talking about your physical. I'm talking about everything else. You know,
okay.
The physical takes care of itself. As long as you do what you do to look the way you do, you're fine.
I feel like I do crazy really good. I feel like that might scare people.
You should stop using phrases like crazy really good as a woman.
Yeah,
that hurts because that
use unique or something like you're unique.
Yeah.
You're not crazy.
Yeah.
I do unique really well. Then.
One thing I have noticed about listening to you on this podcast is you sometimes use words you don't necessarily need to use to get the point across.
Listen, words are not my friends.
No, understood. But from an outsider's perspective, is sometimes you use words where it's like, I don't think she knows that words mean what she thinks it means.
Abdullah Abul Gaba, dude. That's Morocco.
No, but like, I actually have this conflict in my head all the time. Is like sometimes like I was like, oh, that's a word that I want to use, but if I'm not using that right, it makes me sound less like I'm ignorant to what's
going on. Right.
So I'd rather use the word that like I know what it means.
Stop
that
trying to change me.
Not trying to change you. There's no changing going on. But if you use words and they're not intended in the way they're meaning, sometimes people are like, oh, well, this girl has no idea what she's talking about.
Stupid woman.
And that's clearly not the case.
Or it would make people laugh.
What?
Or it would make people laugh.
That's true.
That is true, but do they laugh because they think you're funny, or do they laugh because it's a kind of almost a pity thing?
No, it's funny.
Cimmerian, super tyranny, paleogeologic. Listen, people that look at me with pity.
Hold on.
You want to play that again?
What the fuck
you would
that?
Think that was at least 3 sound bites spliced together. No, it's
wasn't.
Not.
No.
What was that?
She was trying to pronounce the. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Cimmerian, super tyranny, paleogeologic.
Were you reading like the ingredients of like the back of like Skittles or something?
I was reading really? The ingredients was that what of something. Reading? I was reading the ingredients of something.
She was reading Sanskrit.
But I forget what.
See, in that situation, I would have said yellow number 5.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we were trying to see if I could. We were testing that theory with the. When I read something versus when it comes out of my mouth, I think. Right. You know, it's two different things.
Right.
Because I thought I was saying it in my mind, and then I was all confident, and then I was like, this
Yeah,
sucks.
You started to malfunction like halfway through it.
Like, this is
like reset. But
yeah.
It was like reset.
Yeah. Time to take her back to the factory.
Yeah.
Which is located in?
Gondwanaland.
That's too good. That is too good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is how we usually end our shows, is we just pile on sound bites on Missy.
Yeah. It's just borderline killing myself.
No, I don't
Do you not
that.
Like that when they do that?
Oh, no. I love it.
It's the best thing ever.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind when they do it. When other people do it, though, it bothers me.
So if I started playing them off my phone?
Yeah, your phone, that one sound bite, fuck everything.
I don't think
Shut
I have
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
Whoa, hey.
That one's not as bad.
You drug-addicted motherfucking whore.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's, like, insane.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, that one's just mean.
It is mean. It's cold-blooded.
The one that I don't like is mean.
See, that one's not even...
It sounds, I think, you know,
I think it sounds very condescending.
I think, yeah. I think she's annoyed by it. Like, I think that voice, the way it's being said, I think annoys you to the point where you're just like,
yeah, and it feels like sets something off. It seems passive aggressive. I hate passive aggressiveness.
Stupid oh, bitch.
Okay. Hey,
don't
so
look at
much.
Me because I don't have that.
I don't have that sound bite.
Wait, you have sound bites now? You have it?
You're an idiot.
Oh, fuck. Good to know.
She's like, oh, shit, you too.
Great, 3-1. I need to do that one
I don't
day.
Have any either.
I feel like you're looking something up on your phone.
I'm trying to find some sound bites that I have. I got nothing. I got nothing. I want to be part of this so bad. Not really. I got nothing. Can I say them in real life?
Yeah.
Objection! Extremely racist! I was trying to think of the other ones
I'm
you guys
a big
said.
Fan of that.
Yeah, I love Charlie. Missy, you're kind of like the Charlie of the group.
Yeah, she kind of is.
Crazy bitch whore!
I mean, I'll take that. That's
I love
a compliment.
That show. That show's fantastic.
That is a good show.
Yeah.
And Charlie's cute.
All right.
Yeah, so you identify with Charlie. You know what? Charlie Day might be your perfect man.
Not nah, thinking married. About it. Isn't he married to the waitress?
He's married to the waitress.
Yeah,
in real life. IRL, yeah.
That girl that he's always trying to win over.
He's married to
in
real life.
Oh. In
and Mac and Sweet D are married in real life.
Yeah, I know
too.
That, yeah. Wow, I didn't know that. That's depressing.
Womp, womp.
All that money, and he's, that's.
Well,
all that fame, and. No, I'm just
that's what he
I'm
sells
joking.
For.
I'm joking.
Love is blind.
Is it?
All right, guys, let's wrap
no,
it up.
It's not.
Let's wrap it up. Matt, right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Laugh Button Podcast, thelaughbutton.com.
Thelaughbutton.com.
Welcome
the Laugh
to
Button
Riotcast.
Podcast. Thanks for having me. You can follow me on the socials.
Anything else you want to plug?
I'm on all the socials.
Parent company? Is that something you can plug? No?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know if they will agree with the Jersey Jerk subject. That don't matter.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I think we're fine. You have full car blanche.
You can find us on all the socials at the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them at the Laugh Button.
Insta-Twittergram.
Insta-Twittergrams.
Right.
The Insta-Twittergrams.
Insta-Twittergram.
If you want to follow me personally where I, every once in a while, talk about the smell of my farts on Twitter.
Yes. By the way,
kind of tweet.
Yeah. I think that is hilarious that you do that. That you will.
Like, oh man, that was a stink. That was like a murder. Like sometimes I just retweet like you know what's up from the Laugh Button, but some other times it's just like, oh my god, I cleared this room.
You ever do that?
Listen, man. My 400 some followers got to know.
You ever do it while you're doing the podcast in the studio? You ever
Not yet.
Marco did it once.
Oh,
I
destroyed.
I had to leave the room.
It was poison,
guys. I love the fact that we're ending on a fart joke.
Yes.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls.
Yeah, but yeah, hit me up at the Laugh Button, thelaughbutton.com. We cover comedy news, do interviews. The podcast comes out every Thursday morning.
Okay.
We tape it Wednesday night, comes out Thursday mornings.
Nice.
Yeah, we try to get turnaround
efficient.
Quick.
You guys are
well,
efficient.
We get a turnaround quick because it's quick, and then because it's quick and timely because we talk about comedy news. So waiting a week is kind of like
fact, right. So. That was a big fuck you to us. Wasn't it?
Yeah, we tape on Thursday nights. We put it out Thursday morning.
Following
listen,
Thursday.
Listen, man. All I'm saying, I'm a team of two on my end. You're a team of four, and I can get my shit turned around less than 12 hours. So what's your excuse?
Oh, honestly, if we really wanted to, we could get it done before morning.
Yeah.
But we're not going to. Yeah.
No,
I'd rather smell your farts.
No. We just took it to comedy. It's a news-based.
No, I got you. You got to be
time-sensitive.
It's
a little time-sensitive, so try to turn it around as quick as possible. Yeah, we just did our fifth episode. Who do we have on this last week? We had DePaulo last week. This most recent
Tom
McCaffrey, who created and wrote the show, the movie Adventures in Comedy, which is like coming out like tomorrow. And then we did DePaulo, Titus, and Rick
Titus.
From Pawn Stars from
Pawn
came Star. With Titus. Yeah. He was our first guest.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was nuts because like because Mark, my co-host, is friends with Rick, and he texted. I'm sorry, he's friends with Titus, and Titus is like, yeah, sure, absolutely, I'll come by. He was in town, and he's like, I'm bringing my friend Rick, and I'm like, oh, cool, and it's Rick from Pawn Stars,
right?
So,
that's cool.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. It was our first podcast, and we had Brooks Whelan from SNL,
Matt Bronger did a podcast with us. So yeah, we're pretty psyched about the guests we've gotten so far.
Anybody nice. Anybody got lined up for the future?
Yeah, we got we're working on Mark Norman's in the pipeline. We're talking Judah Friedlander,
New York City world champ.
Yeah. Mark is so in depth with his history of comedy. He knows a lot of people that whenever they're in town, they come through and stuff. So Mark is awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all Mark. It's not me. I'm just the face.
There you
gotcha. All right.
Mark's better looking than me too. I literally have nothing, guys. I got a beard, and I know you guys.
That's all right. You're here. You can say whatever you want. It'll go. It'll work. It'll work.
Sorry, we got the ghost hunters.
Oh, yeah.
That's
go.
What we got.
Yeah.
The ghost hunters. You guys should get more comics in here.
Yeah.
If you want.
I don't think Philly's a big hotbed.
Comedy, you'll think?
I mean, we'd literally have to do the show at Helium or something.
You know?
It's kind of a big to-do. Schedule. See, we don't make money off this. I know you think we do. I know this,
Dude, this is the highest of techs. The highest of techs going on here.
What's the matter? You don't like my Macintosh here?
I like the Raise mic stand.
The ghetto stand? Yeah. It's being held up by super glue and electrical tape. And
black tape fix everything, man. Black
it does.
Electrical tape.
It does. She's got great tape. What is it? Gaffer?
Gaffer tape.
That's good, too.
So.
Bomb tape.
Yeah, well, it's been awesome. It's been
anytime you're in town, stop in.
Yeah. And every time you're up in New York, come on by.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Yeah. I mean, I'm never in New York. They go every once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I think we're going to do Bobby's show soon.
Yeah, next time we do Bobby's.
Yeah, definitely.
He should do a podcast with all the network. All the guys that don't need the promo, the comedians, they can stay away.
Right.
Just have us.
That would be cool. A round table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can all talk about what Bobby's not doing for us. How to make
Hey, you guys are in really good shape, man.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You got a built-in
an
audience, yeah. I mean, look,
it's not just that though. You guys are actually legitimate though.
Are we?
You're not just some fucking, average people just talking about whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, but that's how you start, man.
But you guys are past that.
We ain't shit.
Yeah, you guys are past that,
though. First thing you got to do is stop talking about how shitty you are on the podcast.
We said that 4 years ago.
You can do that when the mics are off. But when you're
that's
on,
true.
It's
it's not your fault.
We're king shit of fuck mountain when the mics are on, I like using the word king shit tonight. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, I heard it a bunch.
King shit.
King shit.
Yeah,
I have no idea where that came from. Yeah, I mean, we're very good because of the access we have based on the website and also based because of our location.
Right. Funny enough, I think if we were located in New York,
we'd still be on that.
Yeah, I still think we'd be in the same boat. Yeah.
Well, it does require a little bit of hustle. It requires
hustle with me. No hustle doesn't here. Mix,
Marco's the hustler.
Yeah, Marco got me. Marco booked me on the show. Yeah,
I got Bobby Kelly.
He got Bobby Kelly. Yeah. Marco is 100% the reason you guys are successful.
Marco is.
Thank you to our five listeners. Thank
I couldn't keep a straight face, as I was saying.
You're a jerk off. Let me tell you. Cocksucker. Where's Mark at?
I don't know.
We're going to have Mark in next time. Leave this guy at home.
Mark, if you listen to the podcast, Mark runs the show. I'm just
Mark is he's all over the place.
But he's the guy.
Yeah,
he knows radio. He knows. Comedy.
You're the guy behind the guy, though.
I am the guy behind the guy. That's the way to put it. I am the puppet sucker. Master pulling the strings. But I'm on the podcast, and I just come yeah, man, that's funny. Remember when?
Right.
Remember that time you were in the Beatles?
Remember
the time you were in the Beatles? That was cool. Yeah, I'm just there for the color.
You're like Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's a good laugh.
Thank you. It was Jabba the Hutt, actually. But
yeah.
So it turned into
Jabba.
Call me Pookie.
Solo.
Pookie.
Oh, my God.
And Missy's Salacious Crumb.
Salacious.
Yeah, Salacious Crumb, the little dude that's on his tail. That's his name.
I had no fucking idea.
You want to have a Star Wars off, Missy? Because I will Star Wars off.
No, she'll have a cock off, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that was his name.
Show out cocky.
That's awesome.
Every character that's ever been in a Star Wars movie.
His name is Salacious Crime?
Yeah.
Crumb.
C-R-U-M-B.
What the fuck? That is awesome.
Every character who's ever appeared in a Star Wars film, even for a second, has a name and a backstory. Absolutely.
Yeah.
fucking right.
I don't like you either.
Salacious crumb.
Fallacious crumb.
Fallacious.
Salacious.
That's
crumb.
Like your rapper name. Yeah. Fallacious crumb.
Fallacious crumb. I like that.
That could be one of my.
Yeah, forget Alphabet Soup.
It's a good rap name.
I like Alphabet Soup.
Why?
It's such a cute name.
It really is. It really is.
I was going to rap like Dr. Seuss.
It doesn't strike fear in the hearts of anyone.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
Fallacious crumb, though. That's
Fallacious crumb. You
that's the way to go.
Fallacious.
That sounds scary.
Talk about perfect.
No.
It is perfect.
That's slutty.
All right. Perfect. Salacious numb.
And then you can rap in the Princess Leia gold slave bikini.
Oh, my God.
Fallacious dumb.
That'll find you some dudes.
That would find me the wrong dudes.
It'll find you all the dudes.
You'll get tons of Jabba the Hutt.
It'll find you all the dudes.
No.
Ironically, her pussy probably looks like the Sarlacc pit.
I'm sorry. I had to. I had to.
I don't even know what that means.
That's okay, man.
You don't want to know.
It sounds mean.
You don't want to know.
National is like two sagging pressed hands and a slice of pizza. God damn you.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a train wreck.
All right. Let's not make it about my vagina.
Vagina is a national treasure.
You're cooking up a yeast infection, by the way.
There's so much going on.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Dude,
all Matt, right, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys. Matt. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, bomb. Yes. All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.